It's the Thursday Drew and Mike show with Drew and Mark and Trudy and Joey Zoobs. And Kennedy's here too. Kennedy's facing a moral dilemma that I can't really describe right now. It has to do with being 19 and wanting to be 21. Nothing more needs to be said about that.
She was also complaining about something today, and I just looked at her and said, white girl problems. it was about a hair appointment.
Oh yeah.
She's suffering from white privilege.
white girl problems.
Well, let's see what's going on. Mortal Sins tonight, which you'll probably be hearing this after we've already rocked out completely. But just in case somebody is live on Facebook with us and looking for something to do, Corner Bar. Are you going, Trudy?
I think so.
That sounds really iffy. I'm taking that as a no.
I think so.
No, I want to go. I'm just trying to decide about transportation.
I see. Yeah. I haven't been to Hamtramck in a while, so I was kind of excited actually to go to Hamtramck for a change of pace.
Why not?
See some music. And there is the backup band, which is who? Beastio!
Oh, from Novi, right?
Yeah.
Is it Beastio? Is that their name?
How was
Beast?
I don't remember.
I know they're Beastly, whatever their name is. Sin's playing at 10 o'clock.
Sin!
And the manager, I know, Aunt Diane is in town.
She's not Aunt Diane when she's the manager.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Manager Diane.
Okay. She's ready to rock, I know that. And Tony Z's here, and the band's here, and we're ready to go.
Ooh. I don't know, is the band already in town? I mean, are they somewhere?
Yes, they are in
town. Resting up for the gig?
They are, absolutely. They're way geeked. They're on their tour. They played...
I'd like to see you play a concert sometime.
I think they played in Nebraska and Iowa, and they never would have played here had we not had the rare, weird chance encounter with Tony Z when he was first in line at the Taylor Swift trial, or the trial of the DJ.
Right. The ass grabber.
I looked him up, by the way. He's on a station. It can't be too big of a station. I don't believe they have a website.
Well, he said he has no listeners, but he's happy.
Okay, good for him. He's like Maz, waves his commissions, doesn't make any money, but he's happy.
He does it for the love of it.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Today, I wanted to mention a couple things quickly. Is there a big breaking story today that I'm missing?
No. I mean, the White House had their press conference. Meh.
And everybody's happy about that, I'm sure. All the...
Everyone is killed it.
Perfectly not mollified. And, just a slight understanding of, well, really, it was a word. It was a contraction that he misspoke. Yeah. It would have changed the whole thing. And everybody's buying that.
Nit would have saved him a lot of trouble.
Oh, that reminds me.
Nit.
There was an interesting.
An apostrophe T.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Fake.
That's what I meant. It was just a mere contraction away from being a perfect statement.
Well, now there was the other mistake because they asked him about, is Russia still meddling in the election? And he just looked and said, no. You know, meaning this year and going forward.
I mean, the midterms?
Yeah, the midterms. Just midterms in 2020, are they meddling? And he just looked and said, no. So people immediately are like, that contradicts what your head of national intelligence and the intelligence agencies, again, have said, that they're still messing around. And so today, Sarah Sanders said, no. He was saying no about answering more questions.
Well, at least they have an answer.
They always have an answer.
Doesn't every politician have an answer?
It's amazing the people that, I don't know how you work for them.
By the way,
not belief-wise, it just seems like everything's a...
It's got to be a giant game of dodgeball constantly.
Well, you know, the one thing that I think, if there's one quality you can count on with Trump, it's knowing what is in his head, because it comes out his mouth. I mean, honestly, you know, the pardoning all these people...
I don't give a damn.
You know, Joe Arpaio was certainly a dubious pardon. But, you know, if he did it on the last day, wouldn't that be worse?
Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
You know he did it.
Well, except he would have served more time, or...
I suppose, if that makes
people...
Well,
Arpaio didn't even go through
that.
No,
he didn't go. You're right. He didn't even go.
So he would have gone through that.
So
great
anyway,
guy.
I saw this this little... I forgot, somebody emailed this to me. It was a Facebook post, and it was somebody named Jammy saying... Delete me if you support Trumper's administration.
In other words, I saw that movement.
And so Marlene, who I guess is a relative, says, just a question, what does my political belief have to do with my love for you? And then Jamie responds, I don't want to be affiliated with the hate, treason, lies. I love you, but you can delete me if you support this man or his administration. I want to band together with those who are against those things, especially with my child coming into this world.
Oh, my God. You got a lot of time on your hand.
You know, the hardest part of this for me is that I read somebody who's talking about how this is so tearing everybody apart, and that's such a Russian philosophy or KGB philosophy to, you know, in order to fuck with your enemies, you start a war between them, and it weakens them, and it tears them apart, and that's it. You don't have to even take one tank or one plane into it.
Sometimes I don't think people remember what it's like on the other side when the other side wins, and you're on the side that, or you're on the side that wins, and the other side doesn't like what's being done, and they're really angry about it because they're going to be death panels. And,
oh yeah, that's right.
You know, they're going to be putting your parents to death and crazy. I mean, there's always craziness.
Yeah.
In fact, let's look at treason.
Well, somebody also, the same article I think said meddling is too kind of a word. It's like too soft of a term for that, because that's basically
all I know.
You know, warfare, only it's...
The only thing I know is that there was no collusion.
True.
And it's been reported over and over.
Black ink.
Well, you know, as far as the...
What a mess!
The peeing prostitutes... Wouldn't you think after, 17 months, if there was some serious blackmail, wouldn't this investigation, you would think,
oh,
I mean, it's a long investigation. But going back to hate and lies, can't you find hate and lies on the other side, too, in Hillary Clinton's world? Hasn't she had some moments?
She's not president.
No, but if she was president.
Well, if she was, yeah, then we'd just be going through this on the other.
Oh, no, when her husband was president, though. We were just talking about the bimbo eruption list and her tearing down all those women that Bill boinked. Mm-hmm. His rapey chicks, or the chicks he was rapey with. I mean, anyway, I don't know. This is just not, it's not a good time. That's all.
Everything's fine.
And on top of it all, now Paris Hilton and Lindsay Lohan are fighting.
What?
About what?
No, now I'm really upset.
I know, I am too.
I didn't even know about this. This is breaking news.
Paris calls Lindsay a pathological liar.
Who would you rather nail? I disqualify myself because I've done them both.
Said half the population.
a terrible fight that threw all kinds of shade back and forth on his Instagram. And they used to be friends.
Any specifics?
Yeah, here's one thing Paris said.
Lindsay Lohan has got the stinkiest, f***ing sweaty, orange vagina anyone has ever seen. I haven't seen it, but it s*** out freckles, it's orange, and it f***ing smells like diarrhea.
Paris just adored that. She adored it.
I gotta say, I adore that. That's the best thing Brandon Davis has ever done.
I've laughed many times at that drop, I have to admit. I don't know why it's so funny.
Shits out freckles.
I know. He's really drunk, too,
yeah.
And she's kind of drunk, and she clearly she quite enjoyed that.
It's a whole thing about back in the day when they were all running together and who hit who and Brittany, and it's all tangled
up. Here's
a
statement from Lindsay.
Paris is like a fart in a mitten. You know it's there. You can't stand it, but you can't get rid of it.
Wow.
It's released through her agent.
Britney's vocal cords have really thickened up since her Las Vegas gig. And there's fire crotch was invoked as well again.
Oh! that reminds me of hearing Harvey's voice. On TMZ today, they were expressing... Did anybody see it?
We had it on down here, but...
They were... he and Gary Del Vate, Charles, were expressing their sincere concern that there's a listening device in that soccer ball. And that it's so obvious that it's going
to
escape all of the intelligence services because, come on, a soccer ball, you know, and you can have a fabric listening device, apparently. I didn't know that, but you can.
Oh, really?
They said it could elude metal detectors, and also it could not be tracked because they could turn off the listening device until it's in the White House, and then they turn it on.
If Charles Del Abate knows that, then I would think our security and Secret Service knows that, and they can look at the ball and figure out pretty quick.
But it doesn't matter.
Baron's already kicking it around.
It's in Baron's room.
Yeah. All they're going to hear is him kicking it.
It's outside. It's in his toy box.
Who has an emergency?
It's someone in Rochester. I don't know. It's not my phone.
It's not your phone?
Yellow.
What?
The number's not my phone. Oh. Hello?
You should keep it on speaker. Hit the speaker button.
Oh, compress. Yeah, I'm sorry. You want me to subscribe?
Yes. Yes, I have a promotion that's going on right now, and I wanted
your cell phone blows.
Hold, you know, I'm interested, but I just stabbed a guy right now. I'm trying to get a little problem. He's okay though.
When we get the USA Today tomorrow.
Can I call you back?
He's bleeding bad. Put some newspaper on it.
Don't listen to that man. It was an accident. It's just a little. No big deal.
It should be on your front page.
Okay.
No, it would not make the Oakland Press. Yeah, call back. I'm really interested. I really want it bad. Just got to help this guy stabbed.
Just because it's in print doesn't mean it's the gospel.
Maybe on Friday actually would be a good time.
Fake.
Thank you.
It'll be arraigned then.
Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
What a nonplussed reaction to it. I just stabbed somebody.
I know, and she says, "Can I call you back?"
I'll call you back.
It worked so well last. When did I say I just stabbed someone last time?
Yeah, that was to the one of the IRS calls.
Oh yeah, it was the loan, college loan.
Yeah,
I think, and they decided.
So I just asked the other man to sit on his ankles, and I went to get the compress for him. And I stayed there until they secure. I held the compress on the man.
I would love to know what that call was that he couldn't just hit. You know,
there's no such call. There's no such.
It was something he really thought was important. Anyway, yeah, Harvey and Charles got deeply into this topic, and I don't think Van Jones was trying to be the voice of reason.
Oh, really?
He said, "There's no listening device in that ball. Don't worry about it." You're like, "How do you know?"
Boy,
it was really quite silly.
Boy, they had a lot of time. They had some representative on, some politician. I was just thinking, politician would go on TMZ Live.
It was a pretty fluffy show.
Yeah, well, they had a great argument with that one girl right off the bat about
Raquel.
Is that her name?
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's when we first turned it on.
But Faith Evans has got a marriage license with somebody else. I don't know who that is.
Oh,
and her whole thing is about the child support and why would you want to have a child with this kid? That's when I zoned out for the next 40 minutes.
Faith Evans is getting married, right?
Who knows?
Yeah. Okay. The All-Star game last night, by the way. I didn't watch the All-Star game. I usually do, and I go, oh, God, another boring All-Star game. It sounded like it was a really good game last night.
I turned it on in the 10th inning, so I got to see the back-to-backs.
Damn it.
Which is all you really needed to see.
The 9th inning would have been nice.
Yeah, the 3, right, yeah.
Game-tying homer. And then to find out that the Brewers relief pitcher, whose name is Josh Hader,
yeah,
that he has tweets involving the N-word, hating gays. Misogyny, going back to when he was 16, 17 years old. He's 24 now. And this came out during the All-Star game.
Yeah, how convenient.
Literally, almost while he was pitching, and he gave up the game-tying home run. And then he finds out that he's got hateful tweets.
In the middle of the game, though, he managed to lock his Twitter account, make it private.
Oh, was that during the middle of the game he did that? Okay, because people were wearing his jersey and were turning it inside out.
Believe that?
I don't know. It's said in the story.
He said his family did. Because his family had those jerseys on. As if everybody in the stadium knows right away that this guy had 8-year-old racist tweets.
I'm out of the human race, too.
Trudy looks so
painful. I'm resigning.
Really? Isn't this so
stupid?
Where's
my paperwork?
I mean,
oh, it gets better.
Holding 16-year-olds and 13-year-olds to some sort of Twitter standard when they're in their 20s. I mean, isn't it really kind of stupid and crazy?
Not only that, but...
Who's going back and reading these tweets?
A lot of people do, but... Not only that, but who would have thought in 2011 that you'd be able to go back 8 years from now and read a tweet?
Yeah. Right.
It's okay, though. He's undergoing sensitivity training.
Oh, good.
But here's where it gets even dumber. You ready?
I'm ready.
Now there's fake old tweets by him people are putting out. They were talking about Will Cain does that show on ESPN, and they were talking about his tweets, and his co-host said that he had wrote this one that said, "Hey, Trayvon peeps, rally all you want. He ain't coming back." And that was, they found the tweet that it was originally attributed to, so that was fake. It wasn't to him. The internet's so dumb sometimes.
I know. It's all such absolute craziness. I was going
Did you hear it in postgame talking about it?
No.
Oh, it's a great press. You're going to love this reporter.
Why don't we do the break, and then we'll have that to look forward to. It sounds like it was very fulfilling for everyone. Zot M59 Dodge Ram's 2018 summer clearance event is in full effect at DealsInTheD.com. Zot Dodge Ram's summer clearance event is your absolute last chance to purchase or lease the 2018 Ram truck of your dreams. Plus, swing in before the end of the month, and Zot Dodge Ram will give you a $25 gift just for test driving one of their sweet-ass new Ram trucks. Just for test drive. More importantly, after a test drive, you know, that would Tom Jones' son.
Oh, yeah.
Needs money. He's going to die of starvation.
Yeah.
Why doesn't he test ram one of the Zot Dodge Ram trucks and get the $25 gift card? He could stave off starvation for a few days.
Can he spend it on weed? Because that's what he wants to spend it on, according to his Twitter. Does he get rid of internet access?
$25, he could buy some weed.
Could he test drive a car every day?
I'm going to start following this guy. Here's one of his tweets. I just realized it's the second week of the month, and I spent most of my food stamps.
Oops. Hang on.
Then another one.
It's Tom Jones' illegitimate kid that he's not in contact with, but he sings on street corners. He busks.
I need money and weed and stripper hoes. Mainly, I need money.
You need some advice from Luke Nowacki, possibly.
Please
on
help.
How to
distribute his $25 from Zot Dodge Ram
and his food stamps and get all of his living in.
He sings only Tom Jones songs, too, doesn't he?
No, he has originals.
But he does sing, excuse me.
Probably his problem. Cover dad's songs.
He does cover his dad's songs, though. Didn't we have him playing Delilah?
Yeah, as he was reading the lyrics off the internet.
Right.
He didn't know what they were.
Right. And he was just hitting his guitar for a beat. He wasn't even playing
notes. Because he doesn't know how.
Probably. Yeah, he probably doesn't even play guitar. Anyway, where was I? After test drive and pocketing your $25 gift card so you can eat, you can lease a new 18 Dodge Ram Bighorn 4x4 for as low as $169 a month. Now, they're not guaranteeing that Tom Jones's illegitimate child will be able to get credit for this, but if you prefer to buy one of the last 18 Ram Bighorns on the planet, be prepared to save over $13,000 on your purchase. How about that? Remember, Zot Dodge Ram still has a massive selection of these trucks in stock, and the competition does not. Surf the massive inventory at DealsInTheD.com and get Maz a bird dog, too. Kind of cool. And Dr. Roche, they've got the Zorona treatments. Well, you hear a lot of people talking about Zorona. I guess it's summertime and being out, trying to take an inch off your waist, maybe.
I'm going to do it.
You are doing it.
I'm doing it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I decided the other day.
Your face looks nice. You got a
Thank
BBL.
You. I did.
I don't see wrinkles. No. Things that should be on your face are not there.
What are you doing?
BBL.
Ooh.
Nice. Yeah.
But you're thinking about doing Zorona, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Zorona.
I want to do that.
Yeah, because, well, I mean, but Mark, you don't, unfortunately,
what?
Or fortunately for you, men don't have the same thing with...
I got tits. What are you talking about?
That's true.
I won't fix my tits.
I can fix your tits.
Yeah, he
I'm
can
sure.
Fix it.
What does Zorona do to boobs?
Wait,
doesn't it just zone in on your waist?
Your, like, waist, legs, butt, where you have cellulite.
Ah, okay.
Oh, so it has to be cellulite.
A little bit of cellulite, man. Hmm.
Well, it breaks down fat, though, doesn't it?
It does. And so the last time...
I'm so thin.
Why aren't you doing this commercial?
It was 5-6 years ago,
I
think.
Than I do.
And it worked.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, I was too easy with the vodka, and...
That's what's great about it. You can go crazy after you get it done.
You can.
Yeah, I remember that when they were testing that, they had a control group and a test group, and you didn't know which group you were in. I think there was a fake laser or something, which is
really?
Kind of funny. Yeah, it was kind of interesting because you were supposed to work out, and I think you were supposed to. They wanted you to eat, regular meals.
Right.
Anyway, people were taking an inch and a half off their waist. It was about a month. I think they were doing a couple times a week or maybe three times a week, and there was dramatic success.
Yep.
Some people more dramatic, but anyway, they were doing the 9 Zorona treatments. 9 free for your friend, or vice versa. And then Body Tight, of course, $250 off, whether it's Body Tight arm, Body Tight face, neck, stomach. And I've been mentioning the new laser. Maybe that must be the guy sitting in my Nebraska seats again. He's got this crazy laser that's going to help people with stretch marks, which is one of those things people come in for and they have to go, God, there isn't much we can do about it. But finally, it seems like there's just only so many frontiers left. For the cosmetic people. What else is there?
Oh, but we have plenty of issues.
Oh, yeah, we do. That's right. Enlarging penises, that would be. If they ever do that.
And
Holy grail.
Yeah.
And what is it they won't do, though, is the taint bleaching? Or
what? You can do that? Who needs their taint bleach? Who's showing off their taint?
They remove tattoos. You know, I'm fascinated. I'm just so fascinated with tattoos. Every time I get the tabloids, because they have all the outdoor pictures of celebrities.
Yeah.
At the beach or whatever. And there's Lady Gaga. you know, one of the more artistic people of our times, and she's got these awful looking tattoos, and I'm thinking, really? So I was debating this to myself. I don't know, I'm giving this a lot of thought for someone who has no tattoos. But
are you going to get one?
No, I really never have ever been tempted to get
one. Why come you don't have a tattoo?
I don't know why. It's really odd. I've never even had a girlfriend with a tattoo.
Really?
Not one.
A square.
That's a total freak thing in my opinion.
Weird.
I'm not against them in any terrible way. But is there a tattoo there that you would want, Trudy?
She has a trumpet
on her tricep.
A trumpet?
Cool.
No.
And the rest of it is writing. I think writing tattoos, like people have little phrases, just look terrible. It's like...
You know who agrees with that? Casey Anthony, because she had that La Bella Vita, the Beautiful Life tattoo. She got it covered up with another tattoo. She said, I don't like writing tattoos anymore either.
It's a classic.
Something in common with her.
I mean, does she really want somebody to, you know, like go... Just if she's walking around on the beach and then stop and go...
Well, this is
lean in and read her.
Well, that's cool. Then you can oogle them, and then when they stop staring at me, go. No, I'm just reading your tattoo.
Reading your advertisement.
I think this is the mistake that I make in my head. I think people have tattoos for me to look at. They're impressing us, other person.
Of course. Yeah.
And the truth is, they're getting them for themselves.
True.
Right. Yeah. But wouldn't you want a tattoo?
Wait a second.
Am I crazy about that?
If it's on their back. I mean, how's that for them? Oh. They can't see it. It's like being—it's like the color of your car. You're inside it. Doesn't matter.
Well, right? Maybe.
So it is for other people.
Loves that
to
argument.
See.
Maybe the person that was mowing his lawn yesterday can fulfill us with
a
little more information on
that. Wow, that Speedo that you were in there, Brandon. It's hot.
Yeah.
Did you get that tattoo for other people?
My tattoo?
Yeah.
I got for myself. Like, I don't know. I really wanted one at the time.
Why is it on your back? You can't. You don't see it.
I don't know. I think I've told you before, I was watching a lot of motocross, Metal Militia movies and stuff like that. And all those dudes were tatted up. I thought it was going to be really cool.
Yeah?
Well, weren't you 18 or something?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
or just 18.
I'm not getting much out of those Gaga tattoos.
No. They're,
so I'm just going
to... She's boring, too. She's kind of all in black and white.
Can I see
them? There's no color. I'm just assuming she got them for her, and that if they make her less attractive to me, she doesn't care. She's happy because she likes the way she looks. I don't know. I don't know what else to think.
Why get one in your armpit?
I know.
But again, Dr. Roche could remove all of those. 248-338-1111. Wait, what's number 338-11?
Oh, boy.
1110. Thank you. Yeah. 338-1110. Yeah. 248-338-1110.
Oh, God.
Z-R-R-O-C-H-E. They were removing tattoos like crazy a while ago. I don't know what it is. It's like, it seems to be, there's always people that don't like their tattoos. And they always, they seem to, I know there's times where I go, oh, I'm too busy with the tattoos. And then all of a sudden there'll be a flurry of them or somebody wants all of theirs off, which is a royal job. I mean, they had a guy that was almost completely covered in tattoos and he wanted them all off.
Wow, really?
And he had a lot of them off when I saw him. He was a bodybuilder, too.
Don't they have a new laser that is a little, I mean, because before they had to know. What color the ink was.
Well, that always
helps. What the consistency of the ink was so that they could undo it, made it easier and faster.
It makes it much easier, but people never know. Never know what the inks are.
No.
That's the problem. I think once in a blue moon somebody does, and they're like, well, that's great. But, you know, when their people are getting tattoos, they're not thinking about getting them off.
No.
So, and I don't know, do the same tattoo people do tattoos for decades and decades and decades?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Are there many fly-by-nighters in that business?
Hopefully.
I don't know. Probably. But, I mean, have you ever been to a resort area and just would like, I got to get a tattoo here? You know, like.
Some people do.
Miami Beach.
I mean,
if
you walk by Vince Neil's place in Vegas, how do you not go in
That's
and get
true.
A tattoo? I challenge you to do that, Drew.
Vince Neil's place?
Oh. Yeah, he's got a tattoo shop. Yeah.
How are his tattoos holding up, I wonder, since he's huge?
They look great. They're bigger now.
It's like bigger.
He is so
appreciating
big. I can't
value
believe he's touring. Wouldn't you think he would get liposuction and go on some workout program for a couple months at least before he went out?
No.
Yeah.
I guess not.
Some kind of discipline.
I wouldn't. Why wouldn't you? Why should he?
Eat a salad.
Is Vince Neil on Cameo? Shouldn't he be on Cameo?
I would think
he'd be on Cameo charging more than Tommy. I would think he'd go, well, Tommy's charging $250. I'm going to charge $300. That seems like Vince Neil to me.
Is he even on Instagram?
Oh, he's got to be, hasn't he?
By the way, we're going to talk to the Colonel Sanders' great-granddaughter.
She's livid.
She is, and she should be, after the head of Papa John's said that he threw the N-word around like it was nobody's business and got no crap for it. And, you know,
chicken. Cheep, 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 cheep.
They still use the Colonel.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be.
That's one of my questions. Who's your favorite? Who cares?
Drew and Mike, listener emailed Dr. Yaldo last week and wrote, LASIK has been a game changer, literally. I swim, play softball, and golf. That's really what he wanted Dr. Yaldo to know. In fact, we've contacted him. He said, yeah, you busted me. That's all I did it for. The vision part's great. I love it, but I really want to talk about that more than anything. Anyway, he doesn't truly have to pop out contacts or wipe off sweaty glasses, and he is so delighted that he used us as his to advertise, which is great. I mean, how nice that somebody would write an advertiser and say that. And people do it all the time, and it matters. He's right. See everything from the tiny to the distant with 20/20 vision or better is a game changer for a lot of people, a life changer. This week, another 40 to 50 Detroiters. We'll have Dr. Yaldo, Michigan's premier eye surgeon. Free them from the hassle of glasses, contacts, reading glasses, the ancient technologies. It costs nothing to call and get a free evaluation from Dr. Yaldo. Maybe it's custom LASIK, monovision, or maybe you need the big treatment, the Rolls-Royce, the multifocal lens implants if you're my age. And like our listener who wrote Dr. Yaldo, you'll always get the exclusive Drew and Mike discount. Call 1-800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES. And a lot of people think about this for a long time before they do it. Or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com, and they'd love to talk to you. Same with Dr. Roche. The people that go in there, they're waiting years sometimes.
Yeah.
Before they just go, I'm just going to set up a consult. And
it does take. It's some sort of motivating event sometimes, but you shouldn't.
I think people are real nervous about it. But once they get there, believe me, that's where they want you to come there. They're delighted to see you. They want to help you.
Absolutely. Yeah, it solves a lot of problems.
Best things I ever did was get my eyes fixed.
I've never heard anyone say they wish they had not gotten their LASIK.
Hey, do you want to hear a new person who's on Cameo?
Who?
And you figure out, you're going to have to guess how much.
Okay.
She's charging.
Hey guys, this is Carmen Electra, and I'm so excited to be a part of the Cameo family.
She's perfect.
Is she in a wind tunnel? She looks great, by the way.
Me to send a message.
I just saw a picture of her.
Birthday wishes, makeup.
She needs money, though. There's a lot of holes in her jeans.
Whatever you can think of. Well, maybe not whatever you can think of.
I would imagine.
Shut up and show your breasts.
Anyway, I love you guys. I can't wait to get started, so let's go. Send them.
Mwah.
I would guess. Let's see.
I love playing the game.
She hasn't been around a long. She hasn't been around a long time, has she?
Mm.
I'm gonna say $50 because she is. She looks great. In fact, I saw a picture of her and I thought this has got to be an old picture, and it wasn't an old picture. And I even looked up her age. I think she's 45.
Really?
45 years old. Yeah, she looks phenomenal for 45.
Hey guys, this is Carmen Electra, and I'm so excited to be a part of the Cameo family.
Hey!
I confuse her and Yasmin Bleeth for some reason.
Oh, really?
I don't
really?
Know why.
That's fair. Say Yasmin 50?
Bleeth is, Yasmin Bleeth is huge.
Oh, yeah.
She's big.
She should be on here.
Oh, yeah.
This is Yasmin Bleeth.
I don't think she needs a dough.
Hey, everybody.
$50 for Carmen.
Hey!
You hit it right on
sweet.
The head.
Mm-hmm. I was watching the Robin Williams documentary last night, and first of all, it's so weird to watch an hour of that documentary and not laugh once, because they're playing his, all these times he's on stage being kooky Robin Williams, uploading things to his brain on stage, and,
be more funny.
I just never laughed at his stand-up.
I don't know
the
anybody.
The crowd is just going crazy.
It's not funny.
I don't know anyone that liked him as a comic.
Really?
I heard people say he was a genius.
Jack Black.
Oh, yeah, no, totally. And when he said that, I remember he was sort of on the front end of that, because I never heard anyone in his world say that.
Jack Black told us, he's like, everyone talks about how Robin Williams is so amazing and how quick he thinks. It's just amazing. It's not funny, but it's amazing.
Well, he also said that he has more jokes than anyone, but the percentage of them that are remotely funny was very small.
He had one funny joke. The whole thing of, isn't it his joke about cocaine? It's God's way of telling you have too much money. That's a funny joke.
Yeah.
Drew's not laughing.
True. No, that was true.
Was that his joke? I know he said it on Johnny Carson.
It, yeah.
I know.
That's
but
not funny.
He did steal jokes and buy jokes and had writers too.
Yeah.
But the guy that spent some time with him on a couple of his shows said that they did spend a lot of time that was not as ad-libby as it seemed. It was sort of worked out.
That makes it worse.
I know. I didn't want to be a jerk about it because, you know, the end of his life is so sad that he gets MS. And, you know, Pam Dauber, who worked with him on Mork and Mindy, which looks so unfunny now.
Yeah,
did you like Mork and Mindy?
Uh-huh. I loved it.
I remember people... It's embarrassing.
Nanu, nanu.
You had Mork and Mindy nights, didn't you?
Yeah, Virginia Tech baseball team. But in high school, we had Beretta Fests.
Beretta Fest.
That's not the most embarrassing thing I was ever a part of. Yeah, Beretta Fest was really an excuse for the neighborhood guys to smoke pot. And also Monty Python Fests on Sunday nights.
Oh, that's still fun.
Mark, yeah. Did you have the 90210?
No, PO5. We watched a lot of PO5, Party of Five. Melrose. Watched a lot of Melrose.
Oh, college. Yeah. Melrose. God, that was a show.
That was so funny.
A can't miss show.
Yeah. I was a big fan of Billy.
Billy. Mork and Mindy, it's so weird looking back on it. I'm like, I can't believe anyone thought it was funny.
Yeah.
But I guess it has a lot to do with 1978.
You know, like Murph? What was his kid's name? Jonathan Winters? Was it Murph?
Oh, that's right.
Nanu, nanu. You're so pained by the thought of it.
I am. He blew up. You know what they left out of the documentary last night? Didn't they leave out The World According to Garp?
Oh.
You know, I'm only halfway through it, but that should have been around the area, and I don't remember
exactly
anything about that.
They're way beyond that time, because I'm in the last 25 minutes, and no World According to Garp, which I thought was a huge thing for his career.
Yeah.
That was his movie. That was when he busted out.
How much time did they spend on Dead Poets and... What's the one with the Affleck and...
Good Will Hunting. I haven't seen anything on that, really? But I'm assuming it's got to be ahead. They can't leave that out of a documentary on him, can they?
What about
they?
Patch Adams?
What about Aladdin?
Aladdin, yeah. There was some Aladdin.
What year was Aladdin?
91-ish?
Okay. Yeah, well, Good Will Hunting's got to be coming. They can't leave that out.
What about Awakenings?
They did.
Such a great movie.
I thought it was a great movie, too.
I cried.
If I...
You would.
I did.
It was a really sad movie.
I was really young.
What part did you cry in when he was frozen again?
Yeah, when the medication or whatever he was on, when it wasn't working anymore.
When
yeah.
De Niro went south, that was really sad.
Yeah.
That was really tough.
I was so happy, though, when he got to ride around the car during, what song was that? There's a montage where he's driving around a car for the first time.
De Niro?
Yeah, Robin Williams takes him around.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's a summertime song, a poppy summertime song.
It wasn't Summer in the City, was it? Spoonful. I just can't remember. But, yeah, that was a phenomenal. Throwing the ball around. They had that clip of him throwing the ball, and people are catching it. People who have been completely...
they don't move. Great reflex. That's a cool movie.
It's a really cool movie.
True story, too.
I know. But, of course, they get to the end, and Pam Dauber says she took the job on the CBS show in 2011 because she hadn't seen Robin in decades, and she really wanted to see him. And I guess she, you know, I don't think she needed a job, but she figured it would be good. And apparently he was already into MS by then and losing weight. And then he finds out he's got
Lewy body
shortly after that. And you know what's strange about the documentary is that Billy Crystal is the spokesperson for almost the entire career of Robin Williams. I guess they were.
He's not funny either.
Really
so
good
that
friends.
Makes sense.
I know. I thought, but they must sit around pretending that they're funny because I never thought either one was funny either. And I really didn't think Whoopi Goldberg was terribly funny. It's like, why was that comedy thing? What was it? Comedy Jam?
Def Comedy Jam?
No, it wasn't Def Comedy Jam. It was for a charity thing.
Comic Relief.
Comic Relief, yeah.
Every time I saw that was coming and I saw those three, I go,
be more funny.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I said. Or I just thought, I don't think that's going to be funny. I don't care if I miss that.
No, I don't think I've ever watched one.
The idea of lots of comedians trying to be really funny just, sounds overwhelming to me.
They do another one. There's another one, a more recent one. I think Seth Rogen's behind. And it's just
the
not,
Alzheimer's one.
It's not funny. I don't know why. And they're good comics on there.
I didn't like, I think one person was good on that, and I think it was Tiffany Haddish.
Oh, yeah, she's all right.
Pretty good.
Is that the Hilarity for Charity?
Hilarity Charity, yeah, that's right.
How's the eye, Brandon?
The yard's great, thank you.
Did you get my forwarded message from the person who wants to cut your lawn?
Yeah, I might have to look into that, but I appreciate your patience. I got a lot of work done. Yard looks good.
The baby hasn't come yet?
Bush is trimmed. Baby hasn't come yet, but we did get the crib.
She crowning?
in the nick of time.
Sweet.
Yeah, I was able to clean out
the
garage.
Nick of time.
I was laughing.
Did you make
today.
Some space for your stickers?
Well, it's just pre-existing space wherever I haven't slapped stickers on already. But I should have gotten them in the mail today. I'm very excited. Thank you.
Oh. By the way, I was laughing today thinking about the Brandon mowing the lawn, eating the crib and all that, and how people, you know, they do that room is perfectly set up literally months before the child is anywhere close.
Right.
And I was imagining someone saying to me that, we got to get a crib. And me going, it's only 7 months. You got two whole months. What's the rush? Because I just can't imagine feeling pressured to do that when
you
know.
Were you eavesdropping when Charlotte
no,
was coming?
No.
That's kind of how it
that's,
went.
That's how I would imagine. But you're, how far do you guys have to go?
Well, we still have to totally redo our office. We have to turn it into the nursery. It's gonna be
and when's
lot.
The baby due? November?
November.
November.
Yeah.
You got it forever.
But we've still been wrapping up other projects, the kitchen, all that bullshit. So
it's true.
So Charlotte was born mid-February. I know I put the crib together on September 21st, 2013.
Wow.
Because that was the Michigan State-Notre Dame game where he put Maxwell in at the end, and they lost that game. I was watching it while he was putting the crib together. Isn't that hilarious?
Oh,
I just remember.
It's really funny.
Yeah, looking back, I didn't get enough crap for putting Maxwell in at that game because that could have turned that could have been in the play. That was the first year of the playoffs.
That's true.
I mean, I'm not going to lose any sleep over Michigan State, but
what in the hell are you talking?
They
about?
They didn't know how good Connor Cook was.
No, they didn't know.
Do you remember the people who came to dinner with us who won the night out at the restaurant.
Yeah, Daniel.
Daniel Mage.
They put their nursery together. Sorry to blurt this out, but
they
remember
had dinner.
They had a chandelier.
Didn't matter.
The nursery had a chandelier?
The nursery had a chandelier.
Ooh, wow.
Because I was just thinking about how people do kind of go crazy with that whole idea. It's for parents, though. Because the baby doesn't know.
Babies don't know.
Now, because I have trouble, anything could be a year to 14 years from right now, and I would know the difference. Like, Brandon could have mowed his lawn. That could have been 3 years ago or yesterday. I don't know which it is. But when did we, how old is Daniel's child?
It would have been October of last year, I believe.
Okay, so it's almost a year old. So we had dinner with him like a year and a half
ago. Food didn't matter. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That seems, that
food
seems
was good,
right.
though.
Food was great.
Food was good. It was good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think we have another dinner coming up.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
We're putting things together in that nursery, but right now the big fight is I want a TV in there because I want to be able to play Super Nintendo in that
absolutely.
Room. Like while maybe I'm rocking the baby or something.
Yeah.
And she doesn't want the TV in there.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, why? How's it going to hurt her if you're enjoying yourself?
She doesn't think I'm going to have the opposable thumbs necessary to play the game.
Okay, I got to tell you, you're not going to be able to play the game.
Damn it.
Just watch Netflix on your phone.
Can you play one-handed and rock one-handed?
If you can play one-handed, because you're going to have to hold the bottle.
Oh, that's
And
right.
if you hold the bottle with your chin, then you it's
what
trust
me. What if the baby's
me.
Cool and you just set her down and you play?
Have you ever been around a baby?
Not lately.
They don't really care what you're doing.
No.
They don't care about your comfort.
So.
I'll bust out an unplugged second controller and make her pretend that she's playing too.
Aww.
I got this whole thing planned out, but she doesn't want the TV. Kristen doesn't want the TV in the room.
I think she's.
I don't blame
I think
her.
She's making a snap decision.
You're gonna want to make TV a special thing, a reward. It's all about controlling behavior.
Our friends and studio sponsors at Zodford and DealsNadie.com are excited to announce the first ever Take Maz to the Top. Does the Stones have a song called "Take Me to the Top"?
We just
like
went
a
through
pop
this.
Tune,
Mick Jagger singing
it.
Take me to the top. Take.
You sure it wasn't Journey?
I don't think so. I think. It's making me crazy. I want to say like around Tattoo You, 82, 81. I know this is a million years ago for many people listening, but is there a Mick Jagger line about taking something to the top? We got to help Maz win Salesperson of the Month in July at Zod Ford. Even if it's make-believe, we got to try to pretend well. But the idea would be that Maz gets all of you who need cars. Oh, is this it?
This tops off of Tattoo You.
Look's coming.
There you go.
Thank you, Mick.
Motley Crue has a Take Me to the Top, too.
They do? It was definitely the Stones song. Anyway, we got to help Maz win Salesperson of the Month. So here's what we do. Everybody that needs a car, hopefully they talk to Zot or they go to Zot. pick up a new or pre-owned car, truck, or SUV from Zotford this month. If, and we know what a huge if that is, but Maz is in second place right now. If Maz wins Salesperson of the Month in July, we will draw one lucky listener who bought from Maz, and they'll get to be live in the DealsInAD.com studios during a live podcast like right now. Friends, there is no more coveted prize than being invited into this basement to hang out with this gang and witness the show, the magic. Cowie says, in person. Stop delaying and dilly-dallying. Go see Maz. Help him be victorious. Earn a chance to win this ridiculous, ridiculous prize. And we're late for... Late for the raging granddaughter of the colonel.
Yeah, her name is Cindy.
She could be even madder by now.
Here's the first thing she said about Papa John claiming that the colonel used the N-word.
I like you, Cindy.
She said Sanders was known to throw on a few cuss words, but never a racial slur for Mr. Shetner. That's Papa John. To use the colonel as a scapegoat for his own horrible, disgusting mouth and racist beliefs is inexcusable. Very powerful.
Whew. Why would he even go to Colonel Sanders? Well, I know we're not calling them, not him, but so I'd like to know. Why would you pick on
because he looks like
Colonel Sanders?
Maybe Papa John thought he looks like Sanders.
Is there a new Luke Nowacki copy? There isn't there?
You forwarded me an email that did not have new copy, but you have one that has new copy.
Oh, it's in my phone. Fuck.
Hello?
Oh, there she is.
Hi, Cindy. Hi, Cindy.
Hi there. Is this Mike?
It's the Drew and Mike show. I'm Drew. Mark and Trudy are also here.
Hi, Cindy.
Hey, hi, Cindy.
Hi there.
You're royalty.
I like you, Cindy.
Well, I don't think of myself as royalty, but thank you.
You know, it's really funny. Here's the phenomenon again. Mark says, the colonel's granddaughter. I'm thinking of someone like 13 years old on the phone with us. Like Jim Price Jr.,
yes,
who I thought was 12 in the Tigers booth with his dad, Jim Price, but he was actually 55. I don't know how old you are, but you're not 13. I know that. And I'm glad
I'm not.
I'm glad you're defending the colonel.
I'm the great-granddaughter. Yeah, I'm the great-granddaughter. My mom is the granddaughter, and she's still alive.
Huh. Good.
And her mother was the daughter.
And you were in your early 20s when the colonel passed?
Yes, I was.
So you knew him.
I was 22.
So you knew him very well.
I knew him really well, actually, yeah.
In a very nice way, I'm sure. But you know, when I read is it Shatner from
Papa John?
I don't even want to remember his
Papa
name.
Papa John.
He sounds like a jackass.
Turd.
But I don't even know how to say his last name properly, but I think it's Schnatter.
Schnatter.
Okay. Well, when I read
I actually think it is.
Oh.
When I read the quote, though, that he said that the colonel had said this and nobody cared, and the whole world came down on this guy for using that word. I, on the other hand, and we talked about this at length, we were like, we don't remember the colonel saying that. Why is the colonel being thrown into this? And is there any veracity to this? And it seemed like no one was really interested in knowing if the colonel ever did that. It was more that, oh, he's a bad guy. Papa John's must suffer somehow. And nobody really talked about the colonel. So I'm glad you're out there. And tell us what you know about this quotation.
Okay. Well, it's false. That's what I do know. As far as John Schnatter, and it's either Schnatter or Schnatter, but as far as him, I don't know him. I don't believe he ever personally knew my great-grandfather because he would have been 18 or 19 and in college when Grandpa died in 1980. And so I challenge him on that. If he heard it third party, shame on him. You shouldn't quote third-party stuff unless you know for sure, especially in something like this. But one thing I can say with 100% accuracy, I or my family have never heard my great-grandfather use that word. He was very tolerant, very, and I mean this, and we were raised this way, very tolerant of all races, religions, and backgrounds, everything. He loved everybody. And, you know, go ahead and ask more questions, but I'll just put that out there. He was a Southern gentleman. He was actually a real gentleman.
Well, I think you covered it, but honestly, KFC has continued to use the colonel. And I would assume if there was something ugly of this nature in the past that was publicly known, there's no way they would keep using the colonel. And the colonel's not as big as Colonel Sanders, but the colonel is big again.
Have they even made a statement about it? You would think KFC would just...
I don't know if KFC has, but, you know, they know the truth. We know the truth. but not everybody does. A lot of people still don't even know that Colonel Sanders was a real person. A lot of the younger generation doesn't know. Whoa. But the reality is he traveled the world into all different cultures. He was accepted everywhere and loved by everyone. He actually was voted the most recognized face in the world at one point, and he probably still is. But if he had been a racist or made racial slurs, he would not have been accepted and loved like he was. And, so that's proof in the pudding right there.
Cindy, the one statement you put out, it says that he was known to throw around a few cuss words. What were his favorite?
Well, you know what? They were really minor. I don't even know if people would consider them real bad cuss words, and I won't say them on the radio.
I mean, would he throw like the right F-bomb?
Oh my God, no. Oh. No, oh my Lord, no.
So it's just things like damn.
Maybe damn and SOB.
Did he ever use, did he ever use cotton picking?
No.
Okay.
No.
So maybe that's what Papa John's thinking about.
Which wasn't even a thing at that time, but...
No.
You know how I know...
I'll tell you... Go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, you speak.
No, I was just going to tell you a funny story about when I was in the Navy and stationed in San Diego in 1979, my great-grandfather was coming out there almost every weekend to Burbank to do commercials or radio shows. And I would go up, I would get off duty and go up and sit in the audience and then spend time with him afterwards. But he was doing a Christian show, a TV show, and it had these, I can't even remember the name of it, but it had two brothers on it. And they would sing and have guests on. So they had Grandpa on. And they got my grandpa up on stage to sing with them, to sing How Great Thou Art or whatever. But my grandpa, wherever he traveled in the world, he always kept his watch on Louisville time, on Kentucky time. And he would plan his day around Kentucky time. So everybody had to, to adapt to that. So he looked down at his watch.
He's in Asia?
Even so. So he looks down at his watch while he's on stage singing How Great Thou Art. And he goes, damn, it's past my bedtime. I mean... He was just a fun, loving grandpa. I didn't see him as anything else except grandpa, and he raised us all right. You got good minds and strong backs, earn your own money. And, I'm not just saying this. I wouldn't speak out if I knew there was something out there that he could have said or done, but there isn't.
If he was going to let maybe a real nasty expletive fly, it would be when he was recording those voiceovers where those outtakes. Have you ever heard those outtakes of the Colonel?
Oh, goodness. Which one?
The one where he just couldn't get the read right.
He's obviously older.
It was past his bedtime.
Yeah, he's clearly, he's probably in his 80s doing a radio commercial, or maybe it's a TV read, but he just can't get the whole read straight, and he keeps quitting and starting over. But he doesn't cuss at all.
No, he doesn't. He stays fairly calm.
He sounds incredibly patient. I get more impatient listening to him than he is doing it.
I would love to hear that. Oh. Is that out there for public?
It's on YouTube. Isn't it on YouTube, Mark?
Yeah, here's an example.
I found a way to cook.
Take two.
I found a way to cook extra. Come on over and try my crispy. It's entirely different. And yet it's just as tender and tasty. No, and it's just as finger-licking good. I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that real crispy crust that some folks like. And it's just as tender and juicy, and I'll get it now. I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that crispy, real crispy chicken crust.
They're very patient with
him. It's entirely different.
This will be Wild Lines 30, take one.
Now you have two kinds of Kentucky.
You've never heard these before, Cindy?
No, I haven't, and I'm actually crying right now.
Oh, now you have two kinds of Kentucky fried chicken to choose from.
Isn't it sweet?
Tender and juicy. I said it.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, just go on YouTube and type in Colonel Sanders outtake. It's about 3 minutes long.
That is fabulous.
And now I'm starving.
Seriously. I'll tell you what a loving, kind person he was. For one, he didn't leave any of the family any money. I want to make that clear. But what? He gave it all away before he died. He left enough for his second wife, Claudia, to live comfortably until she died. Wow. But he had given over $20 million away in his lifetime, even before he was famous, and
something special.
Gave all his money away. And he, my wedding was the last thing he came to before he died in Charlotte, North Carolina in 1980. And he had just found out he was diagnosed with acute lymphocytic leukemia, and that's the bad one. And he, you know, probably shouldn't have been around a lot of people. And I picked him up from the airport, and everybody was coming around wanting to shake his hand and get his autograph. And I'm trying to whisk him away, and he's like, "No, no." And he stood there and shook hands and signed autographs. And after my wedding, he went back to Kentucky. He had pneumonia and he passed away in December. But his advice to me, one of the last things he said to me in person, was the morning of my wedding. He said, he called me Josephine. All of the women in our family, all of our middle names are Josephine.
Aww.
And he said, "Josephine,"
well,
he goes, do you know how to cook? And I said, "No, Grandpa, I don't know how to cook." And he said, "Damn it." He said, "Don't you know a way to man's heart is through his stomach?" And I said, "Oh, I guess I'm going to learn."
Wow. What?
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, they've revived the Colonel. Do you have a favorite one? You know, the George Hamilton.
I think the funniest one is George Hamilton.
Really?
I think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
What do you think about a woman playing him, like Reba?
Well, I love Reba, but I thought that was a little strange.
Yeah.
It was a
I thought
little
so too.
Strange, but Mr. Crispy and George Hamilton, that was brilliant.
Norm MacDonald was surprising.
Daryl Hammond was good.
I would have never picked Norm MacDonald, but I thought he was really good. You know, I think a lot.
I don't know who was the first one. Who was the very first?
I thought
one
it was George
did?
Hamilton.
No, the first one was.
No,
was Daryl Hammond.
One before him.
Daryl Hammond from SNL.
Maybe. I don't know him. You know, I don't watch that show too much. I don't stay up that late. But
you too? You're on Kentucky time.
She's on Kentucky time.
Yeah, I'm on Kentucky time. But no, I think I think KFC advertising is great, and there's no more family left in the KFC business. When my dad passed away, he was the my mom's husband, obviously. So. But we were in the KFC business here in Florida, and when he passed away, that was the last family that was in business. Mm. But we still love it and support it, and KFC's doing a great job. The commercials, they're getting attention, obviously.
And the product's very good, Cindy, and I eat it every once in a while, and I always think, God, why don't I get KFC more often? Because I really do like it. But I can't understand why they're not in front of this. I would think they would release a statement, a very strong statement or something, because this thing was just sitting there, and I felt like, you know, we looked it up. We thought if there's something there, it's got to be online, because everything's online eventually, and there's nothing there. There's some people talking about it and saying there seems to be no basis for this, but it just would seem that KFC would want to say something. Maybe they just feel like it's contributing more to the topic. I don't know. I think they should, and I'm glad.
You know what? That was my thought exactly. I can't speak for them, and I don't know. Maybe they're just waiting for us all to speak up. But, you know, I don't know. I can't explain why they didn't.
It's a rumor that has absolutely no substance.
Maybe they just are on the high road about it and just decide that.
Well, that's what I told that's what I told my son a little earlier. You know, I go, if they ask me anything about John Schnatter, I'm going to take the high road because I don't know him personally.
Right.
But I am going to say I wish he'd apologize to the Colonel's family and the KFC for throwing him under the bus.
Yeah.
And, you know, using somebody who's been dead since 1980 as a scapegoat, that, you know, that just doesn't make sense to me because we're all taught to take responsibility for your actions and own up to it. But...
That would be one way to take care of it, or KFC could speak, or you could have a press conference. I think you could invite the media to a press conference, and you'd probably get a lot of attention, and I bet it would help get the word out. But I'll leave it up to you, But I'm so glad you spent time with us, because I think it's great to hear from a family member. It sounds very credible, and I didn't believe it anyway. But I'm just glad we got to spend some time with you and clarify it.
Well, if you really want to hear the scoop, the real grandpa, not from a third party. My great grandmother wrote a fabulous book about him, and it got a lot of attention when it first came out. But it was 11 Herbs and a Spicy Daughter, and it's really a spicy read.
I heard some people in the family were trying to get it made into a movie, his life, and there was a suggestion that they add a scene where maybe somebody uses the N-word and the colonel goes, hey, stop that. We don't talk like that around here.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Inspired, though.
Well,
can I get a writing credit?
Well, I don't know, but I wouldn't put anything past, you know, Hollywood, actually, but it
what was your son
true.
That told
tell
me
you
about.
That.
Oh,
I mean, I added the scene, but he was telling me that they were hoping to get a new movie someday.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be more about my grandmother, because she was another character herself.
No one wants to see that, though. They want to see a movie about the colonel and his life.
Right. Well, see, yeah.
Exactly. And you know what? He was an amazing individual that was told no so many hundreds of times in his life, and we were all taught that persistence pays off, and I'm living proof. So, you know, just never give up. Never give up.
Do you
I'll
still
leave it with that?
Do you eat Kentucky Fried Chicken frequently, or every so often, or?
Well, I have really high cholesterol, so I try not to eat it every day. But yeah. I mean, there really is none better. And I've been very objective, and I've been all over the world, but there isn't any better in my book. And I'm not just saying that. I'm really not just saying that.
Mm. One last thing, Cindy. Pass along the secret blend of herbs and spices to you?
You know what? He did not. There was only two people that knew it, and that was him and my Uncle Harlan.
My neighbor,
Adam,
Marcus.
Who was, yeah, well, at any rate, they're the only ones that knew, and they're gone now. So,
Wow.
I don't know who knows it or who has it. My understanding is that half of the recipe is kept in one vault and the other half is kept in another. They're mixed at two different locations and brought together. So, you know, that's the last I heard.
Huh. I love these stories. Cindy, thanks so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Well stated.
Thank you. Take care.
You have a great day. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right.
Vying for the most disingenuous. Drew moment. I love these stories.
Chicken fucker.
Well, that was nice.
The recipe was always a weird thing, you know, this secret recipe. You know, half some one ball, half some. Well, how do they make it?
Well, that one guy brings half the ingredients, the other guy brings another half, and then somebody else who doesn't know what it is has to mix it.
And nobody ever asks what's in the other half?
No, they're not allowed to. They sign an NDA.
Do they have a year's worth made at once, and then they keep it in the vault that whole time, and then... Really?
Same with Coca-Cola?
Asked
Big Mac sauce?
I asked Marcus one day, and he just rattled off, like, everything, I think.
Salt.
Wow.
Yeah, she didn't
salt.
Pause when you said Marcus knew the recipe, so I think she knows about Marcus.
Yeah. Master.
But the colonel would not use a slur when she's talking about Marcus. We do know that now. No. And we notified her about the outtakes. Well,
I can't get over the fact, this is what I hate about media now. That story deserved a follow-up on the colonel. Now, it wasn't just that guy said the N-word and was stupid in a conference call. What about what he said?
It doesn't
because
even need
it just
a,
hangs there.
It doesn't even need a follow-up. It needs one sentence in every story that says, there's no evidence that
exactly.
this ever happened.
But there
period.
Wasn't one.
Was
I don't
say,
know why. It seems so sloppy.
Dave Thomas did it, too? Or
Dave Thomas, yeah. Ronald threw it all out.
I'm not a racist.
Oh, boy.
Well, that's nice.
She's a sweet lady.
She was very sweet. How old is she, by the way? I was curious.
59.
You made her cry, Mark.
I talked to her. I didn't make her cry. Grandpa did. No. I talked to her son earlier, and he told me his name was Michael Jordan. Like, that was his real name.
And he's 6'8"?
Yeah, I go, oh, no way. And then I said, I'm sorry, that's so common of me. He goes, yeah, I know, but I'm 6'8", white guy. And I went,
Gatorade, and is it in you?
I said it like this, I go, did you play basketball? I knew that was going to be the follow-up.
It's impossible. How do you not ask a 6'8 guy if you played basketball? It
How annoying is that if you're 6'8?
I know. And you didn't play. Well, retirement's fast approaching for many of us, but deciding exactly when to retire can be a daunting task. You don't have to do it alone. Luke Nowacki would love to help you determine if you can say, I can do that, like our friend Derek, or I don't know how to do it, like our friend Derek. I love losing Derek and Coffee. For example, it's not ideal.
I can do that.
It's not ideal to have to work 10 hours a day through retirement. Call Luke today at 248.
Derek's a spokesman for Luke now.
Yes. Call Luke today at 248-663-7478 for a complimentary consultation to discuss your retirement plans regardless of where you are in the process. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Signatory Investors Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC, registered investment advisor at 28411 Northwest Navy Southfield. 480-342-486-634700.
See you on Friday.
Great minds.
By the way, they had the girl, the annoying girl, was on a 60 Minutes repeat.
And Alma?
I know, and I watched part of it just to make myself mad. I was like, this is the worst hate watch ever because I hate her so much.
Was it a total repeat? Like, all the stories were...
Yes.
Why don't they just throw in a sort of a best of and then do new stories?
Why don't they have 60 Minutes of Derek?
She is a... Mm-hmm. I admit that her story's interesting.
Not really.
She's a prodigy, 12-year-old, but she's her
dime
ego
dozen.
Is just huge. I know, she's a diamond. We're here. Her records.
Where
her up on Billboard, didn't see any hits.
Where are
the hits? She says she's the next...
The first Alma, not the next Mozart.
Exactly. No hits. I even checked the UK charts.
Wasn't there something weird about her parents, too?
Well, that they kissed her ass nonstop. That was pretty weird, kissing a 12-year-old's ass.
Ugh.
They were annoying.
She played
in
that
treehouse. They were weird. And she sang all the time. Her singing wasn't even that great.
No, she definitely is the first Alma.
The first Alma.
Singing sucks.
Hey, Mark brought this up, and I was looking
there she is. Sorry, go ahead, Trey.
Yeah, play some of this, Brad. It's terrible to hate a 12-year-old, but I hate her.
Those notes of Richard Strauss ignited a universe.
The interviewer kissing
at three,
her ass.
Alma was playing piano and violin.
So good at the music.
When did the composing begin?
When I was four, I just had these melodies and ideas in my head.
Oh, well, keep them there.
And I would play them down at the piano. And sometimes my parents would think that I was just remembering the music that I'd already had before. But I said, no.
Quiet.
These are my melodies that I composed.
Oh, good for you and your melodies.
Last year,
you're bossing the symphony around.
We watched Alma prepare her violin concerto and the premiere of her piano concerto. Joji Hattori conducts the Vienna Chamber Orchestra.
And maybe, just a clarinet.
Just a clarinet. Yeah. What I really want to hear is a violin and the clarinet.
I don't see it on Billboard.
That night, the soloist was the composer herself. And as you listen, remember, she wrote all the notes for all the instruments.
That'd be great. She got busted for plagiarism.
The other people can write. Why does she have to write their instruments?
I think I've heard this before.
What else I was gonna say?
Who you? That's all you care about.
I'd rather hear Kung Fu fighting than this.
We could see Alma was living a story. A story of loss.
What are you talking about, Pelly?
A story of redemption.
How's he getting all this out of that?
I think she's plagiarizing somebody.
Yes.
I'd rather hear Tiny Dancer than this.
Scales of emotion beyond a child.
Where's David Lee Roth in the background?
Yeah! And don't forget, tomorrow morning is your chance to win a pair of tickets to see this man live in concert.
And yet her vision was almost like...
He smacked Pelly.
What are you talking about?
You know, Pelly needs to just get a room with his brat.
He's so hard.
Do you have any idea where this comes from?
I don't really know, but it's really very normal to me to go around... walk around and having melodies popping into my head.
It's not normal.
It's the most normal thing in the world.
No, it's not.
For me, it's strange to walk around and not to have melodies popping into my head.
Oh, yeah, there's something wrong with us.
If I was interviewing you, I would say, well, tell me,
Scott.
It's
like she just dropped some acid with those pupils.
Not having melodies popping into your head.
It feels normal.
It's very quiet in my head, I must say.
Oh. She's walking around her backyard singing this stupid
but
whatever.
It appears like to be her neighbors in her.
How come the neighbors don't film her and call the cops on her?
Look what wish they would. When we took a break from filming at
where's
the Deutscher
Permit Patty?
I'd like to see you play a concert.
Never mind the background noise. That's just the rustle of lunch.
What background?
Rustle of lunch.
This is Idle Alma. When she has nothing to do.
Bullshit,
the music
she's showing
flows
off.
From its mysterious
give her an iPad
source,
then.
As fluently as breath.
Quiet. Quiet.
Do you feel that there's anything about Alma's gift that you don't understand? Her parents, that's Guy and Janie, are professors. She teaches Old English literature. And Guy is a noted linguist. Both of them are amateur musicians.
We don't understand creativity. Does anyone?
Quiet.
I mean, that I think that's the crux of the mystery.
Oh, would you rather
where
nail?
Does it come from?
I disqualify myself because I've done a
book. I mean, it really is a volcano of imagination.
A volcano? Nice professor.
How much of a linguist?
It was Guy who taught her how to read music.
I thought I was an amazing teacher. Because, you know, I hardly had to...
It's all about you.
I thought it was me. I hardly had to say something. And, she, you know, a piano teacher once said, hormones it's difficult to teach her because one always has the sense she's been there before.
I mean, she wouldn't be able to imagine life without dreams and stories and music.
Melodies!
That's as unimaginable to her as it is strange for other people to think about a little girl with melodies.
Yeah, so how's she doing on the charts?
I love getting your melodies. It's not at all difficult for me. I get them all the time.
How many times have you been in the top 40?
Sitting down and developing the melodies. And that's really
how many
the difficult
hits per
part,
melody do you
having
have?
To tell a real story
zero.
Music.
I don't think this is it. Never heard it.
Oh, those poor parents have to go to every one of these shitty shows, too.
How many YouTube hits does this have?
The story Alma tells in her opera
oh,
is Cinderella, but it's
look
not
her
the
what if she's on there?
You know.
She is.
Is she? I bet she doesn't have shit.
It seemed demeaning
oh, can you turn this off?
That
I, honestly, this
was
is noise.
Just because her feet were small.
Ugh. I mean, I could think God. Of 5,000 artists I could listen to. Be interviewed and just sing randomly before this chick.
Just really chewed up a lot of time, and it didn't prove anything, did it?
No.
The story?
Well, I got Scott Pelley a free trip to Europe and a boner.
I'm only half kidding. If she's the next Mozart, then wouldn't she have, I don't know, a couple top 10 hits? I
mean, would Mozart have
think
top
just a
10
couple?
Hits, you think?
Well, she's 12. I mean, when she was 3, she was already writing.
You want to know how many subscribers she has on her YouTube
how many?
Channel? 61,000.
Oh! the guy doing cameos from Royal Oak has more.
Yeah, I don't see Alma doing any fucking cameos. I wish she did, though. I would buy one.
How many Instagram followers does she
have?
Oh, she's so great.
She would have to do it in the form of a melody from her head.
Yeah. She's too busy getting those melodies out.
If anybody, quiet. By the way, if I get one email from somebody who says, why are you dumping on a 12-year-old? I'm deleting it, and I might just delete every show we've ever done. I'll be so angry. This kid's annoying.
She's
is there any doubt about that?
No.
And she's
how
overrated.
How old is this kid?
She's overrated.
Okay, wait. Is this her Instagram?
Sell some records and let's talk.
She only has 61 followers on Instagram. No cameo for you.
61?
Yeah.
61 followers.
Yeah.
And she's the greatest since Mozart.
It's a very early concerto.
I don't know how many Twitter followers she has.
I guess 1,000?
1,200. you suck, Alma.
How many does Scott Pelley have? He's probably got thousands. God.
Ugh. Alma. All she does is retweet things about herself.
Of course, that's all she does.
She probably DMs dudes.
What does she say? What do you think?
She's young.
Do you guys understand, by the way, why? Because and I know I mentioned this talking about Paris Hilton because I just saw her tweet, the one everybody's laughing at.
Yeah.
And it went on there. Nothing but plugs for Paris Hilton. Nothing.
That's
but
what
plugs.
It is.
Vince Neil, too. I just looked at it because of his whole...
Almost all the musicians... I'm trying to remember who I went on recently. You know, Frampton tweets David Hogg all the time. He retweets him, which is a bummer. But, I mean, at least he does something besides say, hi, I'm Peter Frampton. Here's my latest. And my show is, most of them, the next show is here. The next show is there. Even Rolling Stones. It's pretty much about the Rolling Stones all the time. I don't know. Just wonder, how exciting a follow is somebody like Alma?
During the age of aerospace, explorers.
Or Paris Hilton, for that matter.
Can't mute myself.
Even Ron Jeremy, I found following him boring. It's like it's all, Ron Jeremy's doing this, Ron Jeremy's doing that. It's really, it's all related to commerce.
I know, it's just hype.
Ron Jeremy would retweet a story about other porn stars.
I don't know.
The latest porn star.
Be careful.
Check in on the Stormy thing, the new videotape that they revealed of her being booked.
Oh, yeah.
Stupid. I found another Alma interview.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
Here she's 8 years old.
She also plays the violin.
What doesn't she do?
Then she was composing.
Yeah, let's hear the interview.
That's enough.
She does.
But why did you get nervous?
Well, I just...
Why does she sound like such a snob?
She is.
You know what? You're awful. Well,
yeah. That was her dad.
Back in the recording studio, Alma is working
Mr.
hard.
Mr. Volcano.
She knows
enough
exactly
of this beast. She is the most unlikable person I've ever possibly encountered.
But when I'm resting or looking in bed or skipping with my rope, then melodies stream into my head.
Oh, you dropped the whole melody act. You've been going with this for 4 years now.
In the middle of the night. Then I got this beautiful melody. Si, mi, mi, fa, fa, sol, si, la, la.
Oh, that sucks.
She grew up and became goth.
Oh,
I'd love to have
a voice like that.
I got out of bed and I wrote it in my pencil in the night. And it took quite a long time.
So yeah, boring. You bore me.
Too long.
You're like most 8-year-olds that talk too much.
You have a beautiful singing voice, by the way. People keep calling you the next Mozart. Is that a compliment?
Oh,
what do you think about
what
that?
What a setup.
Well, I love Mozart very much. He's probably my favorite composer. But I don't really like
hearing
people
call
me Little Miss Mozart because I don't like being called little. I'm very big. And secondly, if I just wrote everything Mozart wrote again,
all
it would be
go
boring.
Away.
I want to be Alma, not Mozart.
Oh, my God, she had the same line.
Yeah, I know. She's
been
using it
for
4 years.
She's like Vin Diesel.
She ate a quart of ice cream.
Yeah.
She read a book by Sidney Lumet.
Getting awfully boring there,
ways.
Alma. Wow. Come up with some new material, booch. Those new melodies flowing in there all the time. Apparently, not many new answers to questions.
She has a shtick from 8 on.
Yeah.
I believe
it. It worked.
Mark Unger is getting another look.
Why is he back in the news? I thought we were done with him.
6 years later.
Remember him, Drew? Mark Unger. He worked in radio for a little bit and killed his wife from Huntington Woods. Killed her up north, said she leaned on that railing and then fell into Grand Traverse Bay.
He's got an appeal coming up or something?
Yeah, they're bringing in a couple of doctors who didn't testify at the first trial in 2006.
That is horseshit.
You know, if it's the Innocence Project or somebody interested, I would say, okay, I'd like to hear what they have to say, but not just a couple of Yahoo doctors.
So weak.
No, the story, it fit pretty well, I thought. At the time, you know, I understood he made a lot of noise. Mm-hmm. He maintained his innocence throughout, which when people say that drives me crazy. Did. Anyone lying can maintain their innocence throughout. I mean, really.
It's true.
OJ maintained his innocence throughout. Oh. They used to say that all the time. He's always
it
maintained
seems
his innocence.
That people wanted me to be guilty. That really, really bothered me.
That really, really sounds like he's so...
His rights were violated because his trial lawyer was ineffective. It's one of those appeals. Oh.
Wait, he had money. He had resources. Mm-hmm. So that's pathetic. Trudy, do you have a Zip Fizz?
I do.
Oh, sweet.
And, ooh, look what I found. Tang. This is what shape Tang has now become.
I have instant breakfast.
Did you get it? You got it?
You want one?
Sure.
All right, cool.
Instant breakfast. Yeah.
All right, I'll trade you Zip Fizz. And Mark, why don't you take care of Lincoln, who, by the way, paid us the other day. We screwed up the billing, and in one day, they got our tax ID number, and... Boom, we got paid overnight. I was so happy.
That's pretty sweet.
I know. We need it for the app.
It's a good show meeting.
Yeah, I thought so. I mean, honestly, we need this advertiser.
That's how great their service is over there at McInerney's.
Please call Jimmy D.
Star Lincoln in Southfield, Southeastern Michigan's premier Lincoln dealership. Owner Jim McInerney, Hoot's son, has been a daily listener to the podcast and is a very fast payer when he gets invoiced. Lincoln is the star of American luxury cars.
Hi, Jim. Thank you.
And that's why the late Hoot gave it that name. I like to say the stars align at Hoot's Place. They have a newly remodeled showroom. They have an immaculate service area. Go check out all the new Lincolns, including the Navigator, the 2018 North American Truck of the Year. Check out the Lincoln MKZ. That's what I drive. It's got the 14-speaker Revel audio sound system. Hear the podcast or anything else you want. Or you could rock out to Alma when you're driving around. Get all those melodies out of your car. The podcast and the Mac and Ernie's make it easy for you. All you got to do to get into a 2018 Lincoln is call our personal... Is that one of your melodies, Brandon?
Oh, sorry. I thought my mic was down. Sometimes I just bust into melodies.
I wonder if Alma does that when the cameras are not around.
Sure.
Or is that all an act?
Well, yeah, I'm sure she's dancing in the back, too.
Ugh.
What a weirdo.
It's totally weird. Call Jimmy D. Find out about the 2018 line of Lincolns. Toll-free, 855-567-STAR. That's 855-567-STAR. If you want to email him, it's jimmyd@starlincoln.com. He's going to take personal care of you. You're going to get the guaranteed lowest price Lincoln's going to allow on whatever model you choose. So drive the star. Call Jimmy D, 855-567-STAR. We rejoin the program.
Oh, yeah, you can trust your car to the man who wears the star.
Apparently, Drew and Trudy are still reanimating.
Is it Fizz?
Yeah. I don't know why it takes so long to. Dang. What was that?
Oh.
There was a story today. I wanted to get Drew's opinion on this, but did you know the Pistons and the Red Wings, they're not going to do paper tickets anymore?
Paper tickets?
You have to do it all on
digital?
Your phone. Yeah. Okay. It's all mobile ticketing for the Red Wings and the Pistons starting next season. That kind of bums me out.
Instead of like a ticket, like the actual stuff, but are you still able to print out the digital ones?
Oh, I don't know. They acted like there's no more paper tickets whatsoever. Hmm. Which, what if you don't have a smartphone? What if you have a jitterbug?
But even like season tickets, because normally those come in the big book. And
yeah. Mobile ticketing allows for fans to use their phone as a game ticket to scan barcode on the phone screen. I mean, everybody knows how mobile ticketing works.
Yeah.
I don't need them to explain it.
It's a new world, man.
They have their own app, of course. They want people to use that. Paper tickets for the Pistons and the Red Wing game will no longer be sold, regardless if you're a smartphone user or not. Those
that looks like futuristic, beautiful stuff.
Listen to what a pain in the ass this is. Those without access to a smartphone and would like to attend games are asked to call the box office in advance of the game or visit the box office on game day to get the ticket.
Mm.
What a pain in the ass. Fans whose phone is broken or loses connection on game day are asked to visit the box office. Can't you just see this box office just being jammed with people trying to get their tickets?
Sure. Absolutely. I think what it'll be ultimately is you can still print it out at home.
Full season ticket holders are going to get the commemorative memorabilia. They'll get the printed tickets to celebrate the upcoming season, but the game tickets will still be loaded onto the app. No more paper tickets for
memorabilia.
Red Wings. I don't know. Kind of a bummer. What if the internet goes down?
Right.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I don't know. Are they trying to make it harder to sell?
That's silly. I don't think, yeah,
are they
right.
Saving that much money by not printing out paper tickets?
The internet being down would be a huge, can you imagine like a mass global internet goes down type of event? And holy shit, not only can they not get their tickets, but we'd probably all go crazy ourselves.
That's pretty silly.
Are a lot of arenas doing it?
Yeah, getting rid of it. There was just a stadium that opened in D.C. for the MLS, brand new stadium, and they had massive problems the day of with the scanning tickets, and they printed out no paper tickets for the very first game at the stadium. No commemorative tickets or anything like that.
Really?
It was all mobile, and a lot of people had trouble getting in because they weren't scanning
properly.
I thought
people liked saving tickets for...
They do. I do. Don't you like saving tickets?
Yeah, for regular season games, maybe not. Although maybe if LeBron's coming to town, people might want a paper ticket.
Yeah, I would think so. It's kind of cool having that ticket.
How much does it cost to print tickets for a game, I wonder?
It can't be that much.
I mean, okay, so you're going to lower the price of the ticket?
Of course not.
In lieu of not printing the ticket?
Of course, not only that, but they'll probably charge advertising on the app, so they're making more money by getting rid of it, not just saving money.
Well, that annoys me because it is part of going to an event.
I just thought people liked having the paper ticket.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you see, I've seen so many collages of people's tickets to all the things they go to or a certain special event.
Yeah.
You know, the Red Wings in the Stanley Cup Final. So many people have framed their tickets from that. So what are they going to do now?
I don't know. You're going to frame your phone.
Oh, boy.
Frame your app.
Plus, why must we rely on everything being
on your
electronic?
Phone? It's a little annoying. Well, now you have to take your phone to the game, really.
Many people have problems with it? I mean, it seems like it's pretty smooth, generally. The paperless?
Sure.
Generally. I don't know. I mean, I haven't had that experience that often, but...
We'll find out. I'll find out Sunday, because Radiohead, you have to have the credit card that you actually bought the tickets with.
Oh.
Because they're cracking down on fraud or resales.
But how excited are you?
That's a problem if you're in a group, isn't it? And one guy buys six tickets, say?
Yeah. Well, I have one extra ticket, so now Bentley has to tag along.
It's a pain in the ass. It's a fucking pain in the ass.
I know, because he has... Well.
Okay. So... I think a lot of people have probably heard about the Whitney Houston documentary. I was going to talk about this with the Robin Williams, but we had our interview, and people did a story on this. The new Whitney documentary, not the one that was on Showtime, and people's story is exclusive. Whitney's shocking untold story, and I was thinking, I don't think this is going to shock me, and I think I already know it anyway, but I bought it just as kind of a hate buy.
Well, there you go. You're wondering how long people was going to be around.
Yeah, I think that's a good question. I'm kind of surprised, for example, Rolling Stone still has their paper version. But they do, and they just had a really good edition, too, and it had a lot of long stories. And I was sort of glad I had the paper edition of that magazine, but they've put out some other ones. I know you've seen some of them.
Yeah.
Where you kind of go, boy, it looks so small. And
oh, boy.
I could have read this one article online, so there isn't a lot of need for it, but... Then again, they had the top 100 songs from 2000 to 2018, and they had some other really good stories in there, so I was kind of glad I had it, but anyway. So the Whitney story in People, the Physical People, which I haven't had a Physical People magazine in probably 2 years, at the most recent, but I just saw it and actually got it off the newsstand. And they're talking about Whitney, the second documentary, which is really weird that only a year after the last one, another one is out, and... It's directed by Kevin MacDonald, and I guess they have more family participation than the previous one, although I thought the previous one was pretty good. But their feeling was that they really have not explained Whitney Houston, and they think that this molestation by Dionne Warwick's sister, Dee Dee Warwick, is a big part of the story. And Whitney's brother, Gary, claims he, too, was molested by Dee Dee, which I know we talked about this a little bit. What is it? Isn't this molestation of two different sexes kind of weird?
It is.
Bisexual molestation?
Does that happen?
Is that a term?
I'm sure it happens, but how
I guess
common?
I'm not real familiar with it, but the strangest thing of all is Sissy Houston, Whitney's mother, who it seems to be saying, this didn't happen. Now... She says,
how would she know?
Of course, either she's clueless. It sounds like she wasn't around a lot.
Yeah.
Because she toured. She was a singer.
Oh, yeah. No, I remember backing up Aretha, too.
Oh, yeah. She did such a great job.
That was so funny.
That was so weird.
She didn't know the words.
So, Sissy Houston is saying, look, Dee Dee died in 2008. Whitney's dead. We can't know. Well, no. Your son's alive, bitch. And he says he was molested, too. So, why don't you ask your fucking son, you dope? Why is she trying to reflect badly on Whitney by protecting Dionne Warwick's stupid molester sister?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Really weird.
Well, she probably doesn't want to think that her kids were molested, I suppose.
But one of them's alive. I mean, she's basically calling him a liar.
Gary.
Seriously,
Gary Shelley thought, is that weird that his name's Gary?
No, I would not think
Whitney.
You have
Sissy and Whitney, and then, hi, I'm Gary.
I know, it is a strange.
It doesn't seem to fit.
It
I don't
is
know.
Weird.
Gary Houston?
I think, like, Harold would be a better name.
Harold.
Houston.
That's a good one. It has a ring.
I don't know.
They also, her other brother's name is Michael Houston, which also seemed odd to me. Hmm. But she says that.
That makes Gary more normal, though. Whitney's the weird one, weird name.
Whitney Houston seemed like a perfect name for her. But anyway, Michael says that Whitney used to take shit all the time for being light-skinned, a little white girl.
Huh.
And she said her mother would dress her up well. And interesting, racism within the black community.
Man, can't get a break.
So
she also had the really light hair, too, early on.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, like
that's
blonde perm.
Yep. No, and she took a lot of shit for not being black enough as a singer and as a person. I don't know if you remember when she first started winning awards. I think she won a BET award and she got booed.
Really?
Yeah, that's. I think that's in the documentary, wasn't it?
Go Black!
She won an R&B award or something, and they booed her badly.
Wow.
I think it was a big sort of like, what? What's going on here?
What? That's pretty silly.
So.
Is that the one in 89?
May have been. I know it was in the documentary. They played the audio.
Is that her?
I don't think it's her. Nice title. Cause it,
nice blaming you too.
Ah, goddamn.
So the two brothers say that the mother was gone a lot. They stayed with other families, four or five other families, quite a bit while she traveled. And then the mother comes back and says, they did not stay with four or five families. In all the years I traveled, Dee Dee never babysat for them. Dee Dee may have had her challenges, but the idea that she would have molested any children is overwhelming for us, unfathomable. What? They put MMM.
MMM.
MMM. After.
And then they added A-H.
H-A-H. Clive Davis says, I feel Whitney does not get enough credit for two other remarkable traits. She was wonderfully collaborative with a gift for interpreting music and hearing a hit.
Oh, I'm sick of Clive Davis and Whitney Houston.
Get out of this story. Just get away.
Here.
You didn't do anything. God, yeah. God, he is so overrated.
I mean, he's just tied
guy.
Her.
Can't hear
but
shit.
What does he do for the black people?
Michael Clive. Houston then talks about how he remembers Whitney putting him and his brother Gary on the payroll. Says, we didn't even work for her. I was using drugs deeply, then a lot of parties, a lot of chicks, a lot of drugs. You're Whitney's brother. The door's open. Whitney and I were very close.
Gary.
We graduated from marijuana together, probably around 16.
Did they have a ceremony?
Apparently, they did. Yeah, they had cap and gown.
Cap and gown.
Bong.
Yeah. They went across the stage.
Cannabis cap and gown. Yeah. A family friend says it was her birthday. I gave her a bag of weed and a little toke of cocaine. Oh, nice going, family friend.
It's a great present.
Ricky Minor, friend and musical director. When you come from nothing...
Ricky Minor? Wasn't he the American Idol...
Ricky Minor?
Music director, was that his name?
I don't remember. God, that's weird. I cannot remember that. Who did that
and
job,
then,
but it could be.
And then I believe he went on to Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, really? Yeah. The same guy?
Oh, boy. I think
Yep.
It's funny how
American music director, composer, and music composer.
There's something funny about how gigantic American Idol was.
Yeah,
like the first five or six. Wasn't it just huge?
Great. It was a good show.
It was good.
He was the Tonight Show musical director.
He was?
Band leader for a while.
Ricky Minor was? Okay.
Yeah, with Jay.
Anyway, he says, when you come from nothing, there's a tendency to want to be the savior. All your success and hard work is sprinkled over your family, but you can't have a successful business that way. Whitney used to say, I'm a cash cow. I'd like to go back to singing just to sing, but I can't. In other words, what she had to do whatever she had to do for money. She'd be on Cameo right now if she were alive.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Wait, why isn't Bobby Brown on there?
I think Bobby Brown does okay.
He's on tour, isn't he?
Yeah, he tours. I think he does pretty well touring. Yeah,
but why isn't he on Cameo?
I don't know. The question's unanswered. I agree.
I can see him.
I don't know why he's not on there. He'd be a great cameo. I think he'd be a good cameo.
Hilarious.
I'd want one. I've come to like Bobby Brown in a weird way. I feel he was maligned. He definitely had problems. He admits that. He said, I was very immature. I was kind of, I think he suggests he was sort of in over his head. This drug problem, by the way, with Whitney, and the reason I think there's a lot of intrigue over, like, gee, we just haven't figured her out yet, is because she was a fiend. Mm-hmm. She was a massive drug addict. It wasn't like she just liked to do some coke, you know, every now and again. She was a crackhead.
Needed her all the
time. Wait, not a crackhead. What's the... crack cocaine. She liked crack cocaine.
I tell you what, bitch, come join me. We get a crack rock, get a fifth of liquor, and we can smoke all goddamn night and feel better by daybreak. But we're going to be some broke bitches.
She's too rich to do crack.
Actual audio.
Could be a crackhead.
And she doesn't have receipts either.
No, nobody gave her receipts. Therefore, it doesn't count. We saw the picture of her bathroom, the infamous cover of the National Enquirer, which
nasty.
Is like,
cover of Kanye's album. Was it Kanye that she was in
there? That was pretty clever.
That's right.
I thought that was
great.
I thought that was pretty brilliant.
Yeah.
Did you hear what the head of Papa John's, the deposed head, who we were just talking about with the colonel's granddaughter, great granddaughter Cindy, what he said about Kanye West?
No,
he
said that
it probably didn't happen. Whatever he said.
Well, it'd be interesting to find out. He said that the company that they paid to help him with his PR issue, that they suggested him doing a, I think it was a promotion of some kind with Kanye West.
Okay.
In other words, a sort of show he can work with
black people.
Yeah, something to that effect.
Like, and everybody wouldn't see right through that.
And well, I know. He also said that, doesn't it seem a little crazy since Kanye West drops the N-word all over the place and I'm supposed to be clean, I'm supposed to be this pristine new version of myself?
What does he do for the black people?
I didn't really know what to make of that. I think he had a small point.
That's a fair point.
Yeah.
Although,
by the way, would Kanye West want to do a fucking commercial with this Papa John's jackass anyway? I mean, isn't this a stupid idea?
Here is a man he acts so holy.
Wait, but he didn't, the N-word situation with Papa John just happened, though, in that call, so.
Well, I think he meant that his problem with the whole, you know, we lost money because of the national anthem kneeling all that, which he now says he regrets resigning. And he regrets resigning from the board over the second thing, too. He really, and the whole thing is.
I'm sorry.
There's a lot of strange things going on. But so back to Whitney. Kevin McDonald, the director, says, I hope the film expresses what I think is the truth, that she was romantically involved with Robin Crawford.
Nice.
And there doesn't seem to be a lot of doubt about that. Her agent says Robin loved Whitney. She was also very young and probably not equipped to withstand the slings and arrows, meaning of being out.
Yeah.
Do I believe it was a sexual relationship as well? Yes.
Nice.
Family source.
Scissor me timbers.
In the early days, Robin felt like Nippy was maybe enjoying drugs too much. She went to Sissy, knowing that Sissy didn't feel Robin was a suitable companion. I said, Nippy's overdoing it. That concerns me. It took a lot of courage. She cared a great deal for Nippy. Sissy says she does not know if Whitney and Robin were romantically involved. Boy, Sissy
who
sounds
is a lesbian.
Plenty clueless, doesn't she?
Mm-hmm.
That's a great name.
Back to brother Michael Houston. By the way, this Whitney Houston entourage sounds like just a giant pile of people who she just paid for 30 years. I don't understand how I would feel so weird being one of those people. Like, hey, why isn't Whitney paying my fucking water bill?
Oh, God.
The fuck?
Happens a lot.
Cash cow.
No, it's just bizarre, though. And it seems to be more of a black thing, doesn't it?
Well, it happens with a lot of people.
Crack is cheap.
Well, like, in families, I think anytime somebody has massive success on that level, there's either the people who, okay, I'll help you find something to do if you're worthy of it, and then there's people who just say, oh, yeah, we put him on the payroll.
Right.
And the put him on the payroll thing seems like such a horrible idea because you're stuck with these. I mean, not everybody has just straight up graph going up success. So eventually, it's a problem.
Well, if it's a freebie, too, a lot of people are like, cool. I'll do nothing.
Oh, yeah, for those people, yeah. Well, we talked about Tractor Trailer. Had 17 family members he was supporting, and I think he only had 3 kids.
Or Johnny Depp.
Oh, yeah. Ridiculous.
Just
ridiculous. Michael used to says Bobby was a black boy from the hood. He was the type my mother always kept away from her. Ellen LeVar, part of me felt like she got married to please people, just to get off the market so people would stop questioning her about Robin. The problem with Whitney and Bobby was exacerbated because they both developed addictions. She did more cocaine. He drank more. When they got together, they both did both. More of each. Nicole David, Bobby Brown was like a child when he got there, ill-equipped to get married to Whitney Houston and walk into that environment. All these people collaborated together with her to create what she'd become. I don't believe he's responsible for her being dead, though. That's not fair. He does get a lot of blame. It seems like he was always blamed for everything that went wrong with her. And yet, you know,
because he's easy to blame.
Yeah, no, he's an easy target.
Image-wise, his image was a lot better than hers.
The
until that reality show came out.
The family friend Keith Kelly, who says, you know, I gave her a bag of weed and a little toke of cocaine when she was 16 years old. He said in his book that she was doing cocaine when he met her. Bobby Brown said that she introduced him to cocaine. That she was always the one that really loved cocaine. He liked it. I think he had a problem, but.
Yeah.
I like this song. Man, this is a great song.
You've got a few pretty cool songs.
Remember when Britney Spears covered this?
There was a clip in the other documentary of Whitney and Bobby on stage really getting down. I thought it was pretty cool. I never imagined those two working together and being of anything I would like, at least. But I thought they sounded really good together.
I mean,
he clearly took that act to another level when he was with her.
Yeah.
And she liked working with him, but it just sounded like they got so screwed up. One family member says, over the years, it's about getting ready for the performance. When she was having her downtime, she was having her downtime.
Like this bass cover?
Oh, is this my man?
That's a different guy.
There's so many of these dudes.
Oh, now he's looking at the camera, Trudy.
It's like they're all in their parents' basement.
That's definitely his room.
There's bedroom. They say I'm crazy.
All right, carry on.
They were just talking about her. When she was working, she worked nonstop, but then when she was having her downtime, everybody knew what that meant, was that she was getting fucked up around the clock. Nothing. And I guess there was a lot of, even around the child, that, you know, she'd be in the bathroom for hours and hours.
Oh, that's so weird.
Where's mommy? She's in the bathroom.
I forgot about Bobby Christina and how she's dead now.
Well, she died almost the same way. She drowned.
Oh.
It's just so weird. And then Clive Davis said the Michael Jackson tribute concert was when there was no more covering anything. When people saw her, there was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And he pleaded with her to do something, and he said she wouldn't speak to him after that for years. He never spoke to her.
Here's a great clip of their relationship.
We got to live with SARS. We got to live with anthrax.
Oh, you just watch too much TV. I'm a true American. I've been to jail before. That's American.
Kiss my ass.
All right, that's what I need.
Jesus.
Those are yelling, kiss my ass.
They had to. Did they have to go back in and doctor all the video of her in that?
They did. They did.
God, she was skeleton.
I know, she looked awful. And then they actually got her to go to rehab, which they said the problem with the rehab was that she somehow had allowed herself to believe that as long as she didn't go to rehab, nobody knew what was going on.
Right.
And so she was horribly embarrassed, but she finally did. And then David Foster was supposed to. David Foster is now married to Catherine McPhee.
Yes, lovely
what the
couple.
Fuck? Are they married or just engaged?
No.
I think they're just engaged.
Oh, yeah.
Her dad just died, though.
Her dad died?
Yeah, like 2 days ago.
Probably David Foster's age. Mm-hmm. He's 68. She's 34. Okay.
Hot.
So David Foster was supposed to produce the comeback record, and he said it was very difficult to get a good vocal out of her.
Oh.
Her voice was not what it was. She was completely clean at this point, by the way. He said he still had an emotional connection, but singers have multiple dimensions, and she had lost some of these dimensions, and she knew it.
Jesus.
Ricky
Does Clive said, Davis have a comment on that?
No, I'm sure he would. I'm sure he did, but fortunately they didn't give it to us. Ricky Minor then says the musical director saw the day before she passed. She came to the sound check for Clive's party, soaking wet. She just finished swimming. Boy, she has to be soaking wet all the last day of her life. I'm feeling good. We're going to make some music. The stress of the business, stress from her family and her marriage all compounded, and then fame. And
her hidden life.
Yeah, her hidden life. Ricky, all these people want to build you up and can't wait to tear you down. And at that point, she was fucked up again. She was back on.
What did she die again?
No, she died. She was drowned in the bathtub.
Was she on?
She had cocaine in her system, and I think it was Xanax, and I think there was a cocktail. Boy, the cocktails seemed to be bad news eventually.
How long does cocaine stay in your system?
Not that long. I think a day.
A couple of dance numbers.
Yeah.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
I just It's just interesting, you know, having watched so many interventions and seeing how molestation seems to play up in, and a lot of these interventions are the worst cases. And boy, with women, it seems like so many of these people who spend years on opioids or heroin or whatever, it just seems that they have these horrible molestation issues. They just can't. And, you know, a lot of guys, too. You know, these guys that won't talk about it for 30 years, and all of a sudden they come out and they're talking about their fucked up lives.
Well, because you want to do anything but think about that.
Yeah, you want to numb out. You want to erase it from your brain, and you can't do it.
So, yeah, there's cocaine in her system. The amount of cocaine found in Whitney's body indicated she used the substance shortly before death. Wow, and she's still drowned?
I know. I thought the same thing. I thought she'd be pepped up.
Yeah, well, the additional drugs in her
Bobby
system.
Bobby Christina, too. There's something genetic
she was murdered. By,
that's right, by Nick Gordon.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he was found civilly guilty of her death somehow.
Well, he didn't help. And he provide her with the drugs and then...
It's pronounced Gordon.
Thank you. Benadryl, Xanax, weed, and Flexeril, which I think is a muscle relaxant.
Well, she probably did all of those and then it's like, I'm in the bathtub, I'm getting pretty woozy, so let me try a bump, but it was too late.
Ugh. Oh, maybe.
Because all of those are depressants, aren't they?
And who wants to die in a bathtub?
Flexeril is a muscle relaxer.
It's a muscle relaxer, yeah.
I just always thought of her as, she just always seemed like kind of a diva bitch, and then you learn that this woman really had horrible, horrible problems.
Yeah. Hmm. Give a story. When's that documentary come out, the new one?
I think it's out very soon. I don't know if they say in here.
Is it going to be in the theaters or Showtime or that evil Showtime?
Robin Williams on HBO, by the way.
Yeah.
Let's see, they give a date for this? Would that be at the end of the story? You would think?
If there was only a way I could look it up.
I want to say it's in theaters, but you know it'll get around.
Oh, the other one was on Showtime, so it's not going to be on Showtime.
Chappaquiddick is on demand, by the way. Maz and I have promised we're going to watch it together one of these Tuesdays.
How romantic.
It's one of the best comedies I've ever seen. It really is. I got a lot of laughs watching Chappaquiddick.
Oh, it's in theaters, July 6th, so it's in some theaters now.
Oh, it is? Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that sort of documentary, though, they really don't, they're not major, they don't do big box office. I'm almost surprised it's in theaters. Hmm. I bet it'll be in on demand pretty quickly.
Oh, let's see if it's got a thermometer.
Oh.
Somebody's very mad that I called it a thermometer.
Oh.
So it's not my fault that's what they call it. What?
Mort Krim.
What?
It's just in for Mort Krim.
What? Breaking news about Mort Krim from Mort Krim? We need an intro.
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
I fished the Mort Krim waters and asked him if he would come on the show. And he goes, when? We're on the road in our motorhome. What time and what day?
Right now.
How about tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow's his big episode on the Detroiters.
Oh, it's on?
All about Mort.
Should we wait till next week so we can watch it?
If you want. Even though are you watching the Detroiters?
No, I'm down on the show because they refuse to acknowledge us.
The last two episodes have been absolutely hysterical.
Really?
It's become so absurd and so far out there.
You, that's all you care about.
Yeah, I do. I'm pissed. They act like they're guys in their mid-30s who want to salute everything they experienced growing up in Detroit. But for some reason, they know nothing about our show.
The last one was about Farmer Zach's. Senator Farmer Jacks.
A local man is in dire need of a kidney tonight, and he's not telling anyone why.
So absurd.
So next week or tomorrow?
Yeah, next week, so we can watch, I guess.
Hey, this is Sam Richardson from Detroiters, and you're listening to the Drew and Mike podcast.
I've never heard
Detroit,
of
it. My hometown.
He's so unfamiliar with the show. He was blindsided by the question.
If it makes you feel better, the show had a huge impact on my youth.
Well, I know you would remember the show. Okay. No, it's just weird. I would think two guys their age, and neither one of them, well, we don't know the white guy. Maybe he knows the show.
The white guy. There's a white guy in their show?
Well, the whites have been here since the beginning.
If they remember Mort Krim so fondly.
I love
fuck,
how much
he was
this
off
bothers
TV
you.
In 2000.
Yeah, I don't remember Mort Krim.
They would have been like 10. No, let's see. They were born in 82, 83. So they would have been teenagers when Mort went off the air.
A couple years.
I'm looking it up.
Yeah, but he was always on, you know, the commercials.
The Crimster?
Yeah. Tim Robinson was born in 81.
Okay, so he would have been...
He would have been prime.
19 in 2000. I'm going to find out when Krim was off Channel 4.
This is very important.
It is. He worked with Jessica Savage, who drowned in a canal that was like 4 feet deep somehow. Backed a car into a canal and drowned in 4 feet of water. Bummed!
Yeah. What was the recent historical coverage event that I was watching, which included Jessica Savage doing a report on? Oh, it was Jim Jones.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, watching some of the coverage of it. And I remember when she was about to sort of do, she was doing weekends. And she was going to get that big network gig, and then she kind of lost it.
How'd she? Oh,
she was on the network, though. Yeah. Didn't she make the network?
Yeah, she did.
She fucked up on the network. She
anchoring.
Was bombed.
Right, and then it kind of, like Whitney Houston.
Was she was it a Whitney cocktail? Is that
kind of?
Really? Well, that's really what happened? How did she drown?
I thought it was alcohol, but...
Oh, boy.
Krim retired in 97!
I'm telling you, I don't even remember.
He was 16, and he was off. We were in our zenith when Krim retires, and he doesn't know us? The fuck?
Well, maybe he watched a lot of news when he was, you know, 15, 14.
Oh, bullshit.
Watched a lot of TV. I mean, they have all those old commercials on the show.
It sounds to me like he knows him from listening to his stupid minute. Was it the Mort Krim minute or something?
He sent me the book of those.
Oh, he's inspiration for Ron Burgundy. Yeah, so I guess that's so cool. Irresistibly cool. Whatever.
Don't take it out on Mort.
No. He'll be absolutely delighted to.
We'll see.
Tell us all those stories.
You know, since I picked up people, I picked up a few tabloids, too. And I guess Jamie Foxx has been busted fucking around on Katie Holmes. Ooh. With multiple chicks. He sounds a little bit wild, to be honest.
These guys are already broken up.
I mean, there was the Me Too thing. The girl claimed he struck her with his penis.
That's yeah. Right.
Is he an example for children?
Especially Surrey.
I believe she was concussed and has CTE.
From the incident. Oh, like Lexi
yes.
Lee?
Exactly. supposedly, Katie Holmes is still thinks she's his girlfriend, but I don't know. It just doesn't. Sounds
here's a fun
bad.
Story
he's
about
in a lot of pictures with a lot of girls.
There's a fun story about Tom Cruise. His plans to stay alive.
Oh, forever?
For when he dies, yeah.
Oh, cool.
He travels with his whole crew to revive him.
Are they going to carve his name into some crops like they did for L. Ron Hubbard?
Yes.
They have a mansion that's empty, apparently, waiting for him when he comes back.
LRH?
Right.
Yes, LRH.
With the cool cigarette symbol so that he can find it.
You're glib.
Well, Tom isn't going to ever die. He's just going to ascend leave his shell and ascend to...
You don't know the history of psychiatry. I do.
That's what all those people are traveling with him.
There is no such thing as a chemical imbalance.
Matt Lauer is supposedly trying to get back on TV.
We keep hearing this story for every, you know, every week there's a new story about him having lunch with this person or having lunch with that person.
Oh, I think he's really trying. It sounds to me like he is.
No one is going to put him on TV.
I don't know. You know, is he so bad that he should never be on TV again?
No, I think he's all right, but who's going to take that risk?
I don't know.
He fucked around with a couple girls in the office. I mean,
yeah,
I don't know.
So now you hire him, then he does it again.
Yeah,
now you get sued.
Well, that's a problem. I mean, that is a problem.
He'll go somewhere small and then leapfrog. He'll make his way back.
Brian Williams will be so angry.
He owes his...
What Brian Williams did is no better than... I mean, he's lying about stories?
Yeah, no, but I think... Don't you think what Lauer did was worse?
Well, in terms of...
Yeah.
I would think that what...
Brian Williams was told to knock it off,
was
though.
Well, yeah, and he did it again. I would think that is so fireable in the news business that it would be not survivable. This, I would think...
So he's just exiled.
Because I'm trying to remember the Lauer case. I don't think he raped anyone or anyone said they were forced to have sex, did they? Or did one girl say that?
Didn't he pull out some... Didn't he have a box of sex toys in his office, too?
Oh, gross.
That was nothing. That was the least bad thing. Sterilized. That was some guest, supposedly, that sent him something. And I think Meredith Vieira made a joke about it. I don't know. Just saying.
Didn't he, like, shut the door behind and, like, grab a chick?
From his desk or something?
Didn't he grab a chick by the head and start making out with him? Not the one he had the affair with in the closets.
Yeah, I think there was one girl that was worse than the rest, or said she was, I think she was locked in his office. He hit the kuk button from his desk, and...
It's pretty cool.
I don't remember exactly how that story went.
It's kind
of
cool, though.
That one sounded bad now that you bring that up.
A button that can shut the door.
Mort wants to come on tomorrow.
Okay.
Oh, tomorrow?
Yes.
Oh, to promote the Detroit?
He suggested it. I gave him some rope, and he said, we should probably do it tomorrow.
That's fine.
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
Wait, Kathy Lee and Hoda, it's war.
What? Again? Well, they better bring in Lauer.
Jealous Kathy Lee Gifford and haughty Hoda Kotb have been in each other's throats since Hoda climbed over her TV wingwoman into the Today Show's anchor chair. Sources say it's all-out war.
Hoda Kotb?
There's been no end to their bickering. Kathy Lee believes Hoda saw an opportunity for power and dumped her.
Oh.
She says she's sold out. She's been around a lot longer, taught her everything she knows, and Hoda's forsaken her. Whoa.
She taught her everything she knows. Hoda's been around a while. She just wasn't in
Yeah.
Aren't they still
national
on
TV?
That show local. Together?
I thought they had the fourth hour together. Because Megyn Kelly took the third and they took the fourth, I thought. Owen,
disqualify myself because I done them both.
Owen Wilson's secret baby mama found. That's important. A blonde bombshell partied with Owen Wilson about 4 months ago. Maybe the mystery will claim. Claiming to be carrying his love child.
Ellen!
Oh, I see that. God, they have some grainy footage of something. It looks slightly like Owen Wilson. Apparently there's some woman running around saying she's having Owen Wilson's baby.
Having Owen Wilson's baby.
It's his third love child with three different women.
Really?
A 7-year-old with ex-girlfriend Jade Duell, 4-year-old boy Finn with former flame Carolyn Lindquist.
Flynn, what was the older
kid? They all have weird noses?
They all say, wow.
Well, the one has hair just like his.
Well, then the case closed.
So I don't know where this, whatever. Downward spiraling Depp telling all for cash. Flat broke Johnny Depp penning an explosive tell all. We knew about that. Suppose he got a big advance. We knew everything about him, though.
What a disaster.
He's a vampire, right? Is that what he said?
Sure. A Hollywood vampire.
No, that he has to stay up overnight because he can't function in the day.
That was that story.
Oh,
that
he
Rolling
can't really
Stone
function
story.
At night either, though.
No. Yeah. Well, when he got his, what did he call that?
When he reanimated?
Reanimation.
Yeah.
Yes.
So he could watch session. A video of himself at 99.
That was a brilliant description by the writer.
That was really good. Story.
It was a great story. Domineering dad Joe Jackson was dissed by Hollywood pals and his own family at his own burial. Tensions exploded with Paris and sister Janet avoiding each other. Joe's love child, daughter Giovanni, showing up uninvited, sources tell the Inquirer.
Giovanni.
Yeah, she's the daughter you have with some chick outside of Catherine.
I don't care who it is. I'm just laughing at the name.
She was the one that the Jackson children, including Giovanni. LaToya and Michael, snubbed.
Ooh.
She finally got to meet them, and she was so excited. She was snubbed.
Michael snubbed someone?
Yeah.
Sound like his M.O.?
Paris and Janet had battled over who would pay for Joe's funeral. Paris. What's Paris?
The Thriller.
It's true. Turn this down.
Fake.
Damn it.
Turn it off. I'll call you back.
Stupid phone.
I'll text you back.
Why would they be... Don't these people... Janet's on tour right now.
Wait. Is she really?
Yeah. She's doing some shows. Paris has Michael money. Why would they be fighting over who paid for it? How much money does it cost to bury stupid Joe Jackson?
Why doesn't Joe Jackson have money?
Have his own money.
Yeah, his own money. Or his own estate that'll cover that cost.
Yeah. Leonard Rose should pay for it.
You would think.
No, don't a lot of those individuals prepay for a lot of that shit, too?
I don't know. Joe, I think Joe went through a lot
of that. I don't know if Joe's really good with his money.
Joe didn't have a lot of hits after the J5 and the Victory Tour. In 85, the Victory Tour.
That ruined it.
Michael's nightmare.
Speaking of hits real quick, did you see that Kennedy has completed the Spotify list and they're up?
No, are they really?
I haven't put mine together yet.
Yours is up, Mark. I don't know.
Well, it's not mine then. I didn't put one together.
So we have Mark's, we have Maz's, we have Kennedy's Young and Hip playlist. There's Bentley's tunes, Brandon's songs, Trudy Daniels' playlist, and then two for Drew, the Drew Waves, and Drew's favorite Beatle tunes.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we'll find a way to get this out to everybody, but it is up.
It's posted?
Yeah.
How do you find it?
Well, I better put my list together today. Shit.
You're, Mark, here, you already have
list.
List is already
together.
Look how many songs you have already.
And what joke song? Radiohead. I can already see what
Here's your favorite song. Let's
see. Yeah, hilarious.
I don't know how to play it.
Well, at least I don't care. Leave it on there. Now I don't have to do one.
Why won't it play?
Uh-oh.
Because I know it's fake.
Oh, it's...
Spotify's protecting me?
No, it's because there's two users currently. Well. There's two users.
What?
Uh-huh. It's you're listening on Kennedy's MacBook Pro.
So all of Mark's Nickelback songs are available there. All the ones he loves.
Love that song. That's a good
Rebecca
song.
Black, some ABBA on there.
Turning Japanese, great song.
XXXTentacion.
Yeah, sad. That's a good song.
And Jonah Falcon.
By Jonah. That's a great.
You have the Vapors turning Japanese.
Yeah,
it's a cool song.
Yeah.
What's on Kennedy's list?
Yeah, let's hear her young and hip list.
Kennedy.
Cut his penis off.
Kennedy's got Wannabe.
Great song.
From the Spice Girls. It's a great new song, too, for your young and hip playlist. Misery Business by Paramore. Gwen Stefani's Hollaback Girl.
It's a dance mix version, isn't it?
Yeah.
Cut his penis off.
Kennedy likes Hollaback Girl.
You do?
Good song.
Cardi B, I do. She's got some Iron Maiden on there.
Maiden!
Blink 182, Jet.
High
a lot of Paramore. Hi, bitch.
Cut his penis off!
Hi, bitch. Is that Cardi B?
No.
It's bad Baby.
Is it Bad Baby? Is it Baby or Barbie? She says it's Bad Barbie.
Bad Barbie?
Huh. It's Baby, right?
Is this a remix of Too Damn Big?
Yeah.
Who did this?
Cut his penis off!
It's a Cut His Penis Off remix.
I was kind of grooving along until I... heard what that was.
Oh, the Bratz are talking.
Did you see all the coverage of the Bratz this morning?
I saw, yes, I did.
Oh my God. I thought we were done with these kids now that they're out of the cave.
The biggest news of the day really is Elon Musk apologizing for calling the rescuer a pedophile.
Look how they're all sitting. They're all sitting with their hands over their penises.
They are.
They've been touching them so much. Well, here's what they have to say.
The lack of oxygen in the cave, apparently the thin skin around the shaft of the penis is vulnerable to chafing.
Cut his penis off!
Strange circumstances.
Jerk off, yeah, exactly.
The best explanation they have so far.
Did you watch it this morning, them killing time before they could go to the press conference? That wasn't in a language. They didn't speak English.
I know. Yeah. It was a disaster.
What was the point of that? It was almost as big of a waste of time as waiting for the... Trump Putin coverage.
However,
on what was it, Monday morning?
What are they going to? What are 12-year-olds going to say?
Nothing. They're talking about how much they beat off in the cave, and they're glad they're alive.
Each and every one of them, however, does prayer hands.
Yes,
around the microphone.
I know.
Wow,
that was weird.
But weren't you expecting a tour once they got out of here? Once they're cleared medically,
I'm going to go home.
A tour?
Yeah. They're going to go on a tour. You know, if they were released a couple days earlier, they would have gone to the World Cup.
No, they wouldn't. There were no seats
There's
for them.
There's so much blathering about the movie about this. Don't you know that movie is going to be just gonna be dreadful?
We know the ending.
The Chilean minor movie, did that do well?
No. No one saw it. Not one
person. Why are we making movies like months after events happen? It's stupid.
Especially when we know the ending.
You know, it's weird. I was reading about that, and they were saying that the movie has to be made quickly to draw an audience. In other words, if it's made in a year, people are like, what? Who? And if it's made in 20 years, there's actually interest because there's people going, what's it? I don't think I know that story. Or I don't remember how that went.
That makes more sense.
But nobody cares who makes money in 20 years right now.
Yeah.
So it's like, you got to make it right now. Because in a year or two,
there'll be other kids stuck in a cave.
It's like, been there, done that, burned out on that story.
But it seems like it would suck if you try to make it right away.
That's what I thought.
To, you know,
it's like, we just saw the story. We know
they haven't. They haven't even gotten their fully developed addiction to ketamine and Xanax that they were given to get out of the cave yet.
That was my...
They're just slightly addicted to it.
That was my exact reason why I didn't see Mark Wahlberg's movie about the oil rig.
Yeah, because you know
because
what's...
Because I just saw
that.
They
did one on that?
Oh, yeah. Mark Wahlberg did that big...
Deep Horizon?
That's the one. And people did say it was good, but I had no interest because I can remember that dominating the news every single night. Anderson Cooper was out there for weeks.
Is it in 3D?
No.
Not interested.
And that's exactly what I said. And I didn't want to see it because of that. Maybe... Now, maybe
I watched that. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, maybe in 15 years I might want to watch it, but not when it just... happened.
Well, did the BP guy, was he part of that? Oh, you didn't watch it, so you wouldn't know. But
he
remember,
goes, sorry.
I like to sneak into theaters without being noticed sometime.
Was there anything about, we're going to need a Michael Jackson, about a 20-second drop in a minute.
Okay.
Was there anything about the rescue and the story that you thought was really sort of downplayed or sort of shoved aside?
With the cave kids?
Yeah.
There's
a pretty huge aspect of it which I felt like
aside from Musk, why were they there?
No, the guy that died.
Oh yeah,
that ran out of oxygen.
The volunteer
and suffocated to death. Yeah, because he was helping to place the tanks along the way, and that guy ran out of oxygen and drowned.
Yeah,
shiny and sparkly, and splendidly bright. Here one day, gone one night. Gone too soon.
Thank you. That's exactly what I was looking for.
Why didn't you just crack open one of those oxygen tanks?
That's what I mean.
Yes.
Wasn't there just very little said about this guy? Like, look, the kids are fine. Fuck the adult. Whatever.
Yeah, I'd rather see a movie on this guy.
He died doing what he loved.
Yeah, I mean, he's the story. He's the untold story as far as I'm concerned.
Don't forget to bring it down.
Was that just too horrible to know more about?
I suppose. They wanted to celebrate life.
Yeah.
I didn't even hear
this reckless volunteer.
Yeah, we can't. Well,
slow down.
We can't hear things like that anymore.
I was
it's
reading.
Too real.
There were statements from rescuers and from the kids' parents. And nobody said, "I'm so sorry about the guy that suffocated. That really blew." Yeah. I mean, it was like it didn't happen. I don't know. I just thought it was. I thought it was odd because I sort of forgot that someone died.
People write negative things because they feel that's what sells. Good news to them doesn't sell.
See?
You got it backwards, Michael. Backwards, my man. Okay. Brandon just reminded me, did you want to hear the post-game conference with the racist all-star pitcher
yes.
Tweeter?
Oh, I do.
God, I felt
what's
absolutely.
His name again? Ryan? What's no, not Josh Hader.
Hader.
Josh Hader.
Josh Hader-aid, as his Twitter read.
And he was, if you guys are wondering, he was on my fantasy team earlier in the year.
And now I'm not interested.
But I dropped him.
I don't care.
Else
nope,
no longer interested.
But no, I do feel
no,
terrible for this kid because he's having a phenomenal. He's the best reliever in the game right now. He's got the best.
Totally false.
K-9 ratio. This kid is electric. This
are we
is
talking
supposed
about?
To be
racist.
A huge, huge day for him and ended up being like the worst day of his life. Mid All-Star game, all these tweets come out.
They didn't come out. They came out 8 years ago.
I know, but somebody
didn't leave them up there.
Exactly. You shouldn't have them. Here he is.
Don't do it.
Something that happened. I was 17 years old, and as a child, I was immature, and that doesn't reflect on who I am as a person today, and that's just what it is.
Does it reflect your beliefs, Josh? How did they live this long? How did they stay there this long?
I mean, no deletes. Obviously, when you're a kid, you just tweet what's on your mind, and that's.
Oh, so it was on your mind.
A lot of
how
these
did you
were
find
lyrics.
Out that this was out there.
Just came in, and my phone was blowing up.
I just came in, and my phone was blowing up during the All-Star game.
You can't. There's no excuse for.
What are you doing with your phone during the All-Star game?
The All-Star game. Who cares?
I'm deeply sorry for what I've said, and what's been going on. And
family had to take their jerseys off.
I saw that.
Because they didn't want him to get harassed.
Nobody there knew the story, though. You got a pretty sweet man bun.
There's nothing that...
Can't hear you.
He just gives a bunch of generic answers.
Yeah, it was kind of like I got done the game and they said that I need to kind of tell me what's going on.
Now, see, that answer is interesting because his account got locked in the middle.
Does he have a stupid ponytail or man bun?
Got a man bun.
Oh, God. That's worse than the Twitter, honestly.
It's shitty. He got lit up in the game, too. He gave up that three-run bomb.
He's busy thinking about his Twitter.
It's because he knew about it, yeah.
He's got really weird hair.
I'm not even paying attention.
No.
Who is going through people's Twitter from years ago?
Are you kidding me?
Everybody.
Why?
Everybody.
I know they are, but
the
why
second
are they
you
doing
become
that?
Prominent, people want to go in and shit all over you. So they want to find something you said that could be offensive. They want to dig it up and they want to throw it out to the world.
What do they get out of it?
Just the, I don't know, I believe that they want to watch the world burn.
Social media supremacy.
No, they just want they want the clicks.
Yep.
They want the likes and the retweets.
Who got the clicks?
You can't make a mistake
this?
Anymore. You're not allowed to make no fucking mistake.
I think there's a site that's like cold, is it called Cold Takes or Old Takes? And they just go through them.
Well, as far as a lot of these athletes who, because they are famous when they're 14, because they have 200 schools recruiting them and they're on all these lists, isn't it just ridiculous to have a 14-year-old brain spewing out whatever they're thinking 17. At that moment when you read those tweets?
I know. Like
who probably
Alma.
Were going, oh, man, I got retweeted. That was great.
I'm going to go back in Alma's
tweets. You're so funny.
I'm going to go back in Alma's tweets and see if she has some disparaging things.
It will just be more about how she has a melody Mozart. In her head.
You know my favorite story of the week is, and we haven't even talked about it, is the guy that got fouled in the pickup basketball game and called the cops.
Yeah, there's another. Oh, who's the new one today?
They've released the 911
sidewalk Sally. Sidewalks something. Susie. Sidewalk.
Oh,
Susie.
Is that the one
Susie.
In Boston?
The Harvard chick. Yeah, but Harvard has unenlightened people, so she must be fired. She's got. Oh, she probably has tenure.
Oh.
I bet Harvard finds a way to get rid of her.
Though.
Don't you think Harvard will get rid of her? I didn't even understand the argument. She's telling a white chick to get out of there, isn't she?
Wait, what?
With a, I don't know. I thought it was a biracial. I'm not sure.
Oh, that's right.
No, the
biracial.
Girl is white. Oh,
the
she has a biracial
kid.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, the child's biracial. Excuse me.
You just swore.
You heard me wrong.
You're lying.
You're lying.
Okay.
This is a great fight.
I'm going to sit right here.
Okay.
With you.
You sit right there.
You pause for just a second. So this is a thing. Because she's with a biracial child.
What do you mean?
The two women are white. The dispute is between two white women. But because one is with a biracial child, it's a thing?
She, I believe.
Oh, is that why? Okay.
I mean, she's a bitch. Don't get me wrong. I think she's an idiot. But
I haven't watched the full video, but I believe somewhere she's asking her if she's in, like, the government housing.
Yeah, Section 8.
But she's a white girl.
She's upset because her kid was trying to take a nap and the other kid was being too loud, which, relax, honey.
Well, I mean, this is stupid people like this exist all over the place. And I thought, the reason I didn't understand it because I'm going, wait, the two girls are white. Why is this? I mean, I would think if one of them was black, that it would be, you know, another white person being horrible to a black person. But because the chick was white, I didn't understand. But I'm sorry, I forgot she's a biracial child.
Hey, where are the white women at?
You are a sweetheart. I'm sorry that we're arguing with your mommy. She's not being very nice.
It's her talking to her kid. Not the biracial kid. She's talking to her white kid there, isn't
she? Are you
just
mad because I won't get off my own property? I think that's why you're mad right now.
I don't care.
Okay, so go back upstairs to your kids. Like, why are you sitting here with me?
I'm sitting here because you're preventing my children from sleeping. Do you like me to do that to you?
Who's even watching your kids right now?
Good point.
Are you? Because you're not. You're here with me and my kid.
Oh, they're sleeping.
Wait, that was kind of a nasty thing to say, wasn't it?
Are you in one of the affordable units? Or are you in one of the Harvard units?
Oh, that
mind
was what
your
it was.
Business.
Mind your business.
This is my business.
Okay,
this is my home.
Okay,
biz.
So
that is
like,
a
mind your business where I live, what
actually,
my name is. No, actually
it
really isn't.
You're disturbing the whole
actually, it really isn't. No, because you're the only one down here right now. There's nobody else out here saying that we,
how many views
you
does
know,
this
are starting troubles. So.
Well...
That is loud. I'm asking
Okay, but I'm not going anywhere, ma'am. I live here. My kid is not doing anything wrong. Why should I leave?
Which unit do you live in?
It's none of your business. It's not. Okay.
You're outside mine.
I'm going to come outside your window and scream. What a bunch of children. Both of them.
Is that the biracial kid making noise?
Yes.
No. No, excuse
then it's okay.
Just good lungs.
Because you're obviously not.
Of course, she gets the great name Sidewalk Susie.
Well, I mean, her implication was the reason for this whole thing.
The fact that she said, are you in the affordable housing?
They're also calling her Naptime Nancy.
I like that one better.
Can you see if she's fired? Because I have to believe Harvard would blow her out.
The latest I see is that she has apologized. But I haven't seen, I don't know, maybe I better check Naptime Nancy.
I don't think that one's so bad.
I mean.
Well, here's what kills me about these stories. Was it really that loud? Do we have any way of knowing if it was loud?
No, she didn't call the police on the kid. I mean, that most of them involve calling the police and wasting the police's time, you know, the police time because a kid doesn't have a permit or.
Well, you know the one that will go just wildly viral is when someone calls the police on someone and the police are rude to the black person. That will be the most viral thing ever. But so far, the police have been pretty cool in all these cases.
Well, I think they turn out to be heroes. And they don't really have to do a whole lot.
I'm sure it disappoints a lot of people that the police aren't meaner, but they so far so good.
The police were very disappointed in the one that Mark was actually bringing up. The what was that? The Post.
Yeah, the guy was posting up in a pickup basketball game at LA Fitness.
Oh yes,
and it was a hard screen, and so he called 911. He had the lady at the front desk call 911
because he was assaulted or because he was injured.
He was fouled.
Oh, so have the police call a foul on the guy?
Well, yeah, they came in and they decided if it was a technical one.
16, 2018, 18 hours, 40 minutes, 42 seconds.
What? Sheriff's office.
Hi, yes, I'm calling from LA Fitness at the Dulles Town Center,
and a member got assaulted.
Okay, and this occurred inside the business.
What'd she say?
Or where did it happen? Remember,
got assaulted.
It happened in the basketball court.
Okay.
Jezzerzab.
Is the person that assaulted him still there?
Is the person? Let me ask him.
This clerk has no idea.
Can I help him?
Yeah, he's still in the gym.
Yeah, they're still playing the game.
Can
the game
I get
finished,
a
by the way.
Of the suspect?
They finished the game?
Excuse me.
They told her to call 911.
Yes.
What does he look like?
He's tall, African American, like
6'4", 6'5". He's tall, African American. He has long sleeves and a headband. He said, and a headband.
He was black.
Oh my God, long sleeves and a headband.
And are you the desk clerk?
Yes, we're at the front desk.
So they've since released the video camera from the policeman's uniforms too.
What does the cop do?
That cop looked like he was basically taming a recess fight.
Mm-hmm.
It looked ridiculous.
So a big man pushed me in the back while we're standing underneath the basketball.
Big man.
All I did was make a basketball play into him like this, and he mimes making a play. That's all I did. If he wants to cry about that, that's basketball. It's part of basketball.
What this is like everybody's in grade school now.
It's the year of the narc, man, because everybody can film everything.
I think we need to go back to no snitching.
Yeah, let's do that.
One of them 6'11".
Ah.
I mean, honestly, there's so many bad fouls in a pickup basketball game. I'm stunned that they would ask them to call 911 over that. What was this person expecting? That the guy be arrested for assault?
Well, they ask him if he wants to press charges. He says, I don't have a choice. If I press charges, he'll come retaliate against me.
Oh.
I want to go home if I want. Look, and the cop says, look, I'm not saying you have to press charges. I'm saying in terms of whether you stay or go is not my decision. Do you want a police report filed for this incident? And then he just went, pfft, and walked back on the court. So he calls the police. They come. They try to, you know, help the situation. He just goes, pfft.
No more basketball.
I'm going to go play.
No more basketball for him.
Yeah, you know,
it's too big a pussy.
Take him, get rid of his LA Fitness card and rip it up in front of him.
Has he gotten a name like Screen Sam or
LeBron? Call him LeBron because he flops.
The
Hey.
Well, it's LeBron.
Oh, I was going to mention the. Remember the guy that shot the guy on Instagram, fucking around with a gun.
Yeah.
He was sentenced today. Three years of probation.
Had the victim with you at the front desk.
When did that start?
Yeah.
Three years probation.
Yeah.
He killed a guy on Instagram, fucking around with a gun.
What was the justification for getting such a short sentence? What was he charged with?
Accident, I guess.
It was on Instagram.
Involuntary or, I don't know, third degree?
Involuntary manslaughter.
I don't know. But I was blown. Yeah, I was live on Instagram, and what bothered me.
How many likes did he get?
Yeah, how many followers does he have?
Oh, probably quite a few.
We'll do it live.
What bothered me most was, first of all.
We'll do it live!
So he's being irresponsible with a weapon. He kills someone. He gets no jail time whatsoever. And I didn't hear anything about no more guns for you. I'm not even sure it's a felony. He's not going serving any jail time whatsoever.
Really?
Can we be certain it's a no more guns for you? I got to believe a guy that loves guns so much to play with them on Instagram and kill someone that this guy has to have a gun.
Maybe
whether it's a felony or not, but maybe it is a felony.
Maybe no more Instagram for you so you can't...
Yeah, maybe Instagram.
Social media.
Either guns
murderer.
Or Instagram is too exciting for this guy. Clearly,
he pled last month to careless discharge of a weapon.
That's probably not a felony, is it?
He could have been sentenced to as much as 2 years in prison.
It seems like it's almost impossible to get no more guns for you. It's virtually impossible.
Yeah, it is. You see the NRA cavorting around with that Russian babe.
Oh, yeah. She's hot, by the way. Seriously, she shall have thought that Russian spy was hot.
Yeah.
I still think the other one, Anna Chapman, was hotter.
Anna Chapman was far.
She was a knockout.
Much hotter.
Yeah.
Like, this chick's red hair, really.
And she was banging, what, like two guys, according to the
name? Yeah.
At the same time.
You're putting out.
Quid pro quo. All right. Yeah, those were
Did you like it?
According to the internet sites that I go to, Russians like having sex a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
More than
I will spank my butthole a little bit.
Or an ex-hamster.
Butthole.
Oh, that feels nice.
She was a spy, so she had a reason to.
Yeah. It's
great.
Part of the job. I watch the Americans. I know.
Actually, yeah, because there has been leaked audio of this. It's a little long. We can stop at any time. But
Lord. I'm going to do what I can. You know, it looks like I'm going to have to go there.
Is that Trump?
Early in the day tomorrow and see what I can do with this consulate deal and find out how quick I can get over there. So...
Hopefully, the person at the embassy will be a woman, and you could probably
your way in. Female.
Do whatever it takes, Peter. Use your charm, and if you do get her, just your way in.
Have a seat, Mr. North. I've been expecting you.
There she is.
Just wondering if I could, how long it would take to get a visa to get into
Czech Republic. Video of this?
You need to fill out these documents, and it's going to take you 5 to 6 days to get a visa to Czech Republic.
Czech Republic?
Mm-hmm. Is there any way, like, of speeding that up? I mean, I would do anything to speed it up.
Like, what do you have in your mind?
Well, it's like more like what I have in my pants.
Hot. And, what a move.
That's how they tame the Russian spy.
Where's the rest?
How does it end?
Where's the
I'm
video?
On pins and needles. Does he get his visa?
Does she spank her potholio?
There's a really quick...
Does he make a deposit? For his visa?
Here's the video of that.
Oh, come on, his Peter North. It's got to be about 80 times longer. So I've heard. Right, Trudy?
He's got ropes.
I have no idea. I don't think there was any measurement for that. Is there?
Ew.
No.
Ew.
Dwayne Johnson is under fire for playing an amputee in, I forgot what movie it was.
Skyscraper?
Yeah, maybe it was Skyscraper, wasn't it?
Oh.
Somebody's mad about the movie Skyscraper.
Yes.
Amputees.
Because he played an amputee. And an amputee could have played the amputee.
Oh.
Now, I'm just thinking to myself here.
But it's The Rock.
All right, yeah, well, first of all, it's The Rock. Second of all, it's a movie that did fairly well because The Rock's in it. Would this movie have been made if they had found, I don't know, tell me, who's the famous amputee that's going to be the star power for this movie?
Gary Sinise.
Lieutenant Dan.
He's not a real
he's not
amputee.
Truly an
amputee. No, he played Lieutenant
has no
Dan.
No legs and gump.
I could have see. They should be mad about that one because that was actually
Trudy logic.
God, I don't know.
But I mean, isn't this whole conversation
the guy from 127 Hours that cut his arm off?
Oh yeah.
Oh, you mean the real life
Franco?
Guy?
Yeah.
He's not a star.
James
he can't
Franco.
Carry a movie. The problem here is that apparently at the low level when agents are deciding to try and promote people to agencies and get them signed with William Morris or whatever, they're not signing enough amputees because they're not just going to take some rando amputee actor and put them in a big budget movie that needs a star to sell it.
Right.
I mean, isn't that the biggest duh?
Is there? I can't even think of one.
Well, but that's what I mean. On the lower levels, they need to be. That's who they need to be talking to, not to The Rock. The Rock is an actor. He's supposed to pretend he's other people.
How do you feel about dating an amputee?
He pretends that
was that Player had the Dave?
No, that was the proposal.
That
guy.
Sounded like Player Dave, didn't it?
How do you feel about dating an amputee?
If it was period at the end of it, I would have thought it was Player Dave.
Dave's delivery is smoother.
He pretends that he can land a helicopter on top of a skyscraper that's falling out of the sky, too.
Yeah, he's The Rock.
Why aren't real helicopter pilots being used? They made the point about Trance, that movie with Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, that will never get made now, probably.
It will never get made, but the people, if the trans people can never play straight people.
Right. If trans can only play trans, then I assume they can't play straight.
They can never.
That was what they were saying. That was their complaint. It's like, God, you guys won't give us straight roles, and we can't even get a trans role. That was kind of their whining point.
They can't have straight roles.
The worst point is that she's a huge actress. That would have gotten that story out there, and now no one will ever see that movie.
Well, there's also people pissing because, wait, what was this? I think they were pissing and moaning because ScarJo dropped the project.
Yeah,
she not just dropped out; she dropped the project.
Her project.
She has a little company that was going to make the film.
But they never thought that was going to happen.
What happened to some? Well, I think the feeling. Why doesn't she make the movie anyway with a trans? So now there's a trans person. She's not going to make the movie.
No, I can't tell her what to do.
No, I know. That's just it. I mean, when people are investing big money, they want to make money, so they want star power. So you've got to build the stars from the bottom. I know. It's just.
I don't even think there's anybody on the other side than the four people that whine about it.
Why do when people make these points, or when people start crying about Dwayne Johnson playing NBA, why is that a story? I wouldn't even print it. I'd say,
Dwayne
that's a dumb story.
Is it in 3D?
No.
Not interested.
I don't think that's a story. He's an actor. He can play anyone he wants. He was offered the job, and he took it. That's what actors do. They have families to support. Blah, blah, blah.
Did that movie do
Not
well.
Writing a story. I assume it did. It looks Dwayne Johnson so stupid.
Who's the most famous amputee? You think it's Oscar Pistorius?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
probably.
I would say.
Maybe they could get Oscar.
Yeah.
He's really good with action films. He likes to drive that boat fast.
Act, milady.
Likes to shoot guns in restaurants and out the moonroof of his car.
And through restroom doors.
And we know he's fast
I
on
watched
those
that.
Nubs.
It's pretty amazing.
You would think an Oscar Pistorius story would be a big movie if they got an A.
If The Rock played him? Oh, my God. I would
Gary
see
Sinise
that in a heartbeat.
Oh, you just ruined it.
The Rock Gary is Sinise. Oscar Pistorius.
Gary Sinise.
What if The Rock got booked for every amputee role now? No matter what the story is. It's just, right? It's got to be The Rock.
Or Gary Sinise did the thing he did in Gump.
Yeah, with the green screen.
Or they put horrible makeup and make him look really...
Theaters without being noticed sometime.
They make him look really young to play Oscar Pistorius and do the green screen for the running scene.
So dumb.
Just looks ridiculous. By the way, Sri Thanadar, every time I see his commercial, I can't believe he's 63.
Yeah.
He looks so much younger.
That hair's so fake.
He does look like a child, doesn't he?
Yeah, he looks
Was
really
there some
young.
Story about there was a play based on his life?
What?
Yeah, it was over the
he's
weekend.
Got a pretty interesting life, I have to say.
But he went to the play. Oh, I don't know. That guy bothers me. And I'm only Why? Basing that on his hair. And the story Drew read about the arranged marriages.
Well, the second one's a success. The second arranged marriage has been a success for him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there is.
At first, you don't succeed.
He wouldn't do it any other way. He's very happy. And so is his arranged wife.
Arranged wife.
His arranged wife cried at the play about him.
Yeah, well, it's about him. She won. She's the victor.
What's the play called?
I don't think the first arranged wife would care. Did The Rock play him?
Hopefully.
Yeah, The Rock could.
No,
he actually
he
could play
clearly
Shri.
Didn't, or it'd be bigger.
Just put a wig on him. He could play Sri Thanadar.
No, because all those people who don't like Apu would be very angry.
Oh, did you see Matt Groening responded about Apu thing finally?
Finally.
What did he say?
People love to pretend they're offended.
Yeah. Yeah, he's absolutely spot on.
I love it.
Good would simplify.
There is the outrage of the week, and it comes and goes. For a while, it was, believe it or not, kids were stealing quarters out of their mother's purses to go to the video arcade. That was going to bring down civilization. No one even remembers that because it lasted a week. I think particularly now people feel so aggravated and crazed and powerless that they're picking the wrong battles.
Mm-hmm.
I agree politically with 99% of the things. Well, with the guy that did the whole documentary. We just disagree on Apu. I love the character, and I would hate for him to go away. I'm sorry that The Simpsons would be criticized for having an Indian character. That, because of our extraordinary popularity, I expected other people to do it. I go, maybe he's a problem, but who's better? Who's a better Indian animated character in the last 30 years? That's a great point. He's the only one. I've been to India twice and talked to The Simpsons, talked about The Simpsons in front of audiences. That's why this took me by surprise. I know Indians are not the same as Indian Americans. The fact that The Simpsons are yellow and not the color that passes for Caucasian in cartoons, that Mickey Mouse pink, that's intentional.
Thank you. Come again.
It's taking that pink away and making it yellow, and then I don't know what he's talking about there. Who cares? He's talking about stereotypes and skin.
I never thought there was anything objectionable about Apu. I find him to be very likable. He seems smart. I thought he owned the Quickie Mart. Yeah. I didn't think of him. The suggestion is that he's some hourly employee there, and I never thought that.
He does own it.
Yeah.
There was a whole episode with Shri
Thanidar.
There he is.
It's The Rock.
I work hard.
Back it up.
This place called The Blue Suitcase.
Shri's running for governor, by the way.
I've been a citizen for 30 years, but Donald Trump says I am part of an infestation. Well, I'm running for governor, and I'm going to fight for early childhood education, reform our criminal justice system, and we are going to keep Donald Trump's racism out of Michigan.
Too late.
Good luck with that. By the way, I can't believe...
What about the damn roads? He didn't say anything about the damn roads.
Yeah, Shri.
Have you noticed how every candidate is running with Trump or against Trump?
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's like Trump is running again.
Oh, here's Shooty. Shooty's out. Let's see what Shooty's got to say.
Shooter, $1,000 more than the national average. I'm Bill Shooty, and I'm going
to
stop.
Ooh, his sleeves are rolled up. He means business.
I'll take on the
trial lawyers
and
their
frivolous lawsuits, crack down on fraud, and pass real auto insurance reform.
Talking to a bunch of white people.
Working families have been hurt by the failures of Lansing politicians for too long.
You were there.
Enough is enough. One of them.
I'm Bill Shooty, and I'll make it right.
I am so tired of people saying they're going to reform auto insurance in Michigan. Bullshit.
Never.
Bullshit.
Never.
By the way, the rates in Detroit, I don't know if you ever read the story. There was a lengthy story about Cleveland versus Detroit auto rates.
Yeah.
And Cleveland got their insurance down. Cleveland proper.
Cleveland!
It's not about redlining. It's about stolen cars.
Right.
It's about bad drivers. It's not, it just doesn't appear to be a systematic ripoff. It's more of bad numbers.
Yeah.
And Cleveland, they did point out a few things Detroit could do that would improve on it, but it looks like Detroit has some, and I can tell you, how many people have you known that lived in Detroit that have never had their car stolen? It's almost unusual. Or vandalized, stolen, whatever. Huh. I would not want to keep my car in Detroit.
Mm-mm.
No. Well, the one I know has a garage, though.
Ooh.
It was in Detroit.
Actually, living
parking garage.
Southfield was a hard place, too. People got their car stolen. Remember the old station that was right near the highway?
Yeah,
and people would come and steal cars from the parking lot and my airbag. So bizarre. I was like, what happened to my steering wheel? I couldn't figure it out. Did I carry it into work?
Wow. And they must have done that. I mean, could they have done that in broad daylight?
I think they probably did it when we got there, 4:30 in the morning. Or I don't know. That was weird.
That was your probe.
Yeah.
Yeah, your brown probe.
It was a blue probe.
It was light blue, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. did you see the average home prices in the area?
Mm-hmm.
Birmingham, $650,000, up 5.7%. Berkeley was $223,000, but it was only up 0.4 of a point.
What?
Did Birmingham take their big improvement in home prices last year or the last couple of years?
I don't know.
Yeah, Berkeley was the hottest.
Hmm. It should be. It's a fine community.
Beverly Hills was up 20% to $415,000. Gary Graff is enjoying new equity in his home.
Oh, that's a good penis town.
He's going to be bummed that everyone knows where he lives.
Ferndale's up 13.3%. $269,000. It's no Berkeley.
Apparently,
somebody's bringing the value of my home down. Somebody's bringing the average down because my home's worth more than that.
Farmington Hills?
They don't have Farmington in here. But
balls!
I know.
I want to know.
Hazel Park, $97,000, up 30%.
Oh, my God, really?
Huntington Woods, $401,000, up 28%.
Uh-oh.
By the way, is Huntington Woods, is that like a cult?
Yes, we've talked about it
People
many
never leave.
Times.
It's a closed community.
There's never a house is never for sale. It just changes hands.
Never.
It's weird. Is it Scientology or something?
No.
I don't know.
Oak Park, $147,000, up 10%. Pleasant
42%, 38%.
Pleasant Ridge up 10% to $388,000, and Royal Oak up 9% at $263,000 average home price. So a lot of people making money on their homes. Mm. But Farmington, I don't know. Why isn't that in there?
I don't know.
In Northville and Livonia.
You must be reading out of the Woodward Talk.
Oh, yeah, probably.
No, that was
here's
we have our own.
Another political ad. Hang on. This one's a good one, if I recall correctly.
John James for U.S. Senate.
He has the weakest record on immigration.
When the Attorney General had an opportunity to support President Trump's travel ban and join 16 other AGs, he failed to do so.
Schuette voted to prohibit immigration agents from doing their job and supported pro-amnesty Jeb Bush over Trump.
Bill Schuette? He was a Jeb Bush supporter. He even ran his campaign.
Where's Schuette on immigration?
All right, Bill, whatever the hell he is.
Not with us. Brian Kelly wants real border security and no sanctuary cities. Kelly for governor.
That ad made no sense.
Oh, that reminds me when you mentioned sanctuary cities. I got I guess it was an email today, and it was a picture of San Francisco at City Hall. The Department of Elections was issuing voter registration forms for non-citizens.
We're a little more progressive and ahead of the curve here in San Francisco.
Well, how does that
citizens
work?
Very much
vote?
So.
They
had
vote?
They had a vote, the city council there, and they voted 54 to 46 to allow non-citizens to vote for the San Francisco Board of Education.
Oh, who cares about that election?
A lot of people do.
Really?
A lot of people are not very happy about this. The picture was sent to me, and it was a hey, what? Because of the headline, Department of Elections issuing voter registration forms for non-citizens.
Oh, yeah?
It didn't explain what it meant exactly, but it just, I mean, really? That's kind of new. And Princess Leia died from AIDS, according to the Globe.
What?
Star Wars
Carrie
legend.
Carrie Fisher did?
Carrie Fisher was killed by the AIDS virus she caught during a torrid fling with Freddie Mercury.
Wow.
She slept with everybody.
And the truth was burned along with her body to protect her legacy.
She didn't have AIDS.
What the fuck are you talking about? Yeah, she got nailed by Freddie, David Bowie, Paul Simon.
Well, when is Paul Simon dying of AIDS then?
Good question. Yeah. Well, maybe he's got the virus.
He's got the AIDS.
Aw. Oh.
That's mean.
Her corpse was quickly cremated to hide the true cause of death.
Wow.
So watch out for those ashes if they're blowing around somewhere near you. You never know. We don't know how this works exactly.
What? The AIDS stay in the ash?
I don't know. Apparently, they could.
That's crazy.
We don't know. We don't know. We haven't been around
Freddie
this.
Mercury, homosexual.
God, that character is so good. He seems so real.
Well, people put up that was I talking to you about that, Zeus? How people will put up with Borat because he's this friendly, goofy foreigner, but the new characters are so extreme on both sides that
they don't look as natural as Borat.
Patience.
Either. Borat looks like such a real person.
Yeah. Borat didn't need.
He didn't need the fat
suit. He didn't need the makeup on. Now he's got full makeup that's kind of defining his jaw lines, and just kind of looks weird. There was one gun owner today in California who came out and said he actually showed some video that he had in his gun shop of Sacha Baron Cohen coming in trying to dupe him as a Hungarian immigrant.
Uh-huh.
And he pretty much called him out on it right away. He called his,
ooh-hoo-hoo.
He took off. Because he just doesn't really look like an authentic person. For example, the people that we talked to, Jane, that we talked to yesterday or 2 days ago, when he's that liberal character, you can tell that
the face is fake.
Yeah, he doesn't look... I mean, it's really funny to look at. Mm-hmm. I mean, I laughed every time I saw each of those four characters. I laughed out loud. But it doesn't... Yeah, the first guy, it looks like his face is really redone.
Right.
And she said as much, didn't she? That her husband saw him and immediately was like, you're Borat. Or what did she say? Borat?
Borat.
It was her husband, Borat. Yeah.
Borat.
Borat.
Borat. Borat.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, tomorrow, it looks like Mort Krim tomorrow.
Oh.
Yes. He sounds really excited about it, too. He's in his motorhome, so he says he'll be all tucked in by 5 and ready to go.
Okay.
Where's he at?
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
And I like that you deduced that he sounded excited through an email.
Geeked.
They would not let me know, so that's going to be one of the mysteries until tomorrow, until he breaks his silence.
There's another piece of breaking news. Wayne State has finished their investigation into Jack Lessenberry.
Oh.
Ooh.
Even though he resigned back in June, you know, while the investigation was still going on.
Let me guess, they've cleared him.
No, they said he would have been fired.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, but he already resigned, so it's a win. It's a win for them anyway. It's an easy thing to say that.
Well, then is 9:10 a.m. going to fire him?
Of course not.
I know.
No, that's what they have you're required to have some sort of...
That's true, yeah.
Situation.
He would be fired if they found him not guilty.
When Lessenberry resigned June 22nd.
The whole financial hotline shutting down?
Yes.
Almost forgot it opened up.
Yeah.
David Hall, click the link on the Drew and Mike Show website for information on how to refi, hopefully in the average of 19 days, as opposed to the industry average of 45. If you want to take money out of your house, buy a house with little money down, or you want to refinance, maybe shorten the length of your loan or otherwise, Hall Financial. And the Hall Financial Classic, a lot of people are asking, you know, how to get a team that David had asked us to put together. And we're only going to have one team, but there are a lot of people that want to play. And all I can say is Hall Financial Classic, go to that website. You can still get in the tournament whether you're our team or not. And only one, unfortunately, you can only take one. So some of these people sound really pumped. So, yeah, it's July 30th. Okay. So get involved. And once you get us out of here, Brandon, Mort Krim and who knows what else tomorrow.
Well, I'll have to review the ESPY Awards.
Oh, don't forget.
Said no one ever. I don't understand the ESPY Awards. They play games to decide who the winner is.
I don't know why.
Have them because there's no way to pick a winner. Why does sports need them?
I'm surprised how much interest I've lost in award shows. I used to love award shows because it's the only time you see all those people in one place.
Yeah.
But they got so...
Well, award shows, I don't know. I'm still somewhat interested in to knowing who wins them. But as far as, like, who wins best baseball player, that's what the MVP award is for.
Right.
Yeah, it's really not necessary. But it still used to be cool to see all those people in another environment, but... I don't know. It just seems like they've all become so political and preachy and lectury.
It died in 98 with Norm.
I was just going to say that, Brandon. Yeah.
Is Caitlin going to be there?
No. Oh, who's being... Oh, the gymnasts are being honored. The Nassar victims.
Oh, all of them.
Survivors. Yeah. Oh,
okay. I mean, is that really an eyeball grabber?
No, but it'll be GMA's lead tomorrow.
I mean, I hate to be a dick about it, but... I don't know if I'd want to be honored for being a Nassar victim.
Survivor.
Survivor, okay. Okay, just scratch that. I don't know what I mean. I just don't think it's going to make me turn on the ESPYs. It's not because I don't feel bad about what happened. I feel horrible, but...
I don't even know.
Just edit this part, Brandon.
That's fine.
I'm kidding.
They're doing great.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow!
The 6th annual ESPY Awards. Hard to believe, huh, that the ESPYs are 6 years old. Although Anthony Mason swears they're 18. So. Yeah, he'll be having sex with the ESPYs in about 12 years. So. I was a little late here tonight. I took the cab to the theater, folks. And I don't know if you've ever been in these New York City cabs, but I got one of those cabbies, couldn't speak English, you know? Saw his name there on the dash. I couldn't even pronounce it. I think it was something like Hideki Arabu. I'm like, that. The rabbi's been having some trouble, man. They fired his translator. Steinbrenner fired his translator. And people say I see that as cruel, you know, but I don't know, you know. I mean, if you're not doing well in Yankee Stadium, you know, do you really need a translator? Do you want that? You know? You know? Hey, what'd they say? They say you suck. You should go back to Japan, you dirty foreigner. Okay, I got it. I'm trying to pitch over here. It's great to be here on ESPN. I love sports, man. I got, man, you can see sports on ESPN you don't see on other networks. You know, like kickboxing. That's my favorite sport. Kickboxing is great. When you think about it, it combines the style and grace of boxing with kicking. It just seems kind of immature. Just backstage, a lot of celebrities back there, man. I was talking to Jerry Jones, you know, the Cowboys owner, and he's disappointed, obviously. Yeah. Well, he's a good guy, though, man. He's talking about rebuilding the team, you know. And he told me, he says, we have to get back to what made us a championship team. Strippers and crack. Have you heard about this? Ted Turner and NBC plan to start their own rival football league to compete with the NFL. And not much known about the specifics of this new league, except for this, it will suck. And there's Charles Woodson. How about that? And what a season he had. Great, Manny. He became the first defensive player to win the Heisman Trophy. And congratulations, Charles. That is something that no one can ever take away from you. Unless you kill your wife and a waiter, in which case...